Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
The answer to the financial meltdown.
This is a one-stop solution that takes out all the issues that we have.
Investors like what they see.
The global markets are on fire.
And Todd Palin won't cooperate in the Troopergate probe.
He has characterized the investigation as illegitimate.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. A week of high financial drama is ending with a showstopper written in Washington. CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan reports the proposed solution echoes how the savings and loan crisis was resolved.
This plan would give the government power to buy up bad assets to keep banks lending, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke.
We look forward to working closely with Congress to resolve this financial crisis and get our economy moving again.
House Speaker Pelosi says the blueprint is taking shape fast.
Our chairs and ranking members of the committee will get to work once they see the administration's proposal, and we hope to move very quickly.
Another proposal, insurance for money market mutual funds to keep people from selling fast in times of turmoil. Economist Mark Zandi says it'll all be very expensive.
This arrangement is going to result in some losses, but you have to think what would happen and what would the losses be to taxpayers if this wasn't done.
Steve Kathan, CBS News, New York.
As CBS News correspondent Anthony Mason reports, following the collapse of Lehman Brothers and the near implosion of AIG, the financial markets had nearly ground to a standstill.
I'm hearing from money managers that essentially financial markets are just about locked up. They're not moving. Banks are afraid to lend even to each other. There is absolutely no trust. It has collapsed.
Word of the agreement in Washington yesterday triggered a late rally on Wall Street, and there appears to be more of the same on the way this morning. S&P futures are up 47 points. For a look at overseas reaction, here's CBS's Larry Miller in London.
The global stock market soared on the word of a possible solution. The Shanghai Composite Index led the way with a 9.5% jump. Hong Kong was 6.7% higher. Japan was up 3.8%. In European trading, London, Paris, and Frankfurt are between 4 and 8% higher, with banks leading the way. The value of some boosted nearly 40%.
Now, CBS News correspondent Peter King joins us live. Peter, is there a model for how this current plan is going to work?
Well, Nick, back in the 90s, Resolution Trust Corporation bought up hundreds of billions of dollars worth of defaulted mortgages and other assets from failed savings and loans, then sold them. Now, this time, the government seems to be taking over assets and not entire companies or institutions. And exactly who will handle it all is up in the air. Maybe the Fed, maybe the Treasury Department. Earlier this week, several prominent lawmakers suggested a new government agency to handle the financial crisis. Nick?
And federal regulators have taken an extraordinary step, temporarily banning the practice of short selling. Here's CBS News correspondent Frank Zettapani.
A typical short sale involves selling borrowed shares. It's a bet you can buy the stock and replace the borrowed shares at a lower price later on. If the stock goes down, you win. If it goes up, your loss could be unlimited. An avalanche of short selling has the potential to crush a company's stock, but it's not clear if short sellers had a hand in this week's collapse of Lehman Brothers and AIG.
I'm Dan Revive. Expect the two top candidates for president to keep talking about financial failures, but will they get specific? Barack Obama so far blaming Republicans for what's happened. He calls for new leadership.
This is not a time for fear. It's not a time for panic.
Today in Florida, Obama is to meet his economic advisors, while John McCain in Minnesota today is expected to repeat that as a senator, Obama did nothing to help the economy and asked for some Bush appointees.
The regulators were asleep, my friends. They were not working for you.
Dan Revive, CBS News.
You're listening to the Friday morning edition of the CBS World News Roundup, where the time is 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. Immigrations and Customs Enforcement agents have arrested nearly 60 suspected illegal immigrants.
The arrests came during a five-day sting operation that ended Tuesday in 14 cities across Colorado. Half of those arrested were targeted for failing to leave the country after receiving final deportation orders. The others arrested for either failing to appear for immigration hearings or they were found while officials made the targeted arrests. 20 had criminal convictions, including kidnapping, sexual assault of a child, car theft, and resisting arrest.
Reporter Joe Chiro, the man accused of beating a transgendered victim to death in Greeley, told his girlfriend that he snapped, telling her gay things need to die. Alan Ray Andrade has been bound over for trial on first-degree murder charges and motor vehicle theft in the death of 18-year-old Angie Zapata. Vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin is coming back to Colorado next week. Palin scheduled to return Tuesday for a $1,000 plate luncheon in Centennial Airport. Palin spoke at the Western Airs Riding Arena last Monday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Helen Gray. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
No crashes or stalls to get in your way. However, it does look like volume is building on I-25 near 84th as well as eastbound 270 after York. CDOT crews, they picked up an overnight construction project on I-25 near Santa Fe.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company corporation. 1-800-495-8830.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-460-2610 for your free tape. Call 1-800-460-2610. 1-800-460-2610.
I'm a live speech by Palin. Live speech. You know, we've been going from one event to another, and then we've been watching, you know, AIG taking over $850 billion, $85 billion of our tax money. We've been watching the banks pretty much melt down while people were shorting the stocks, which is a practice that has now been halted in both Britain and taking the British lead. The United States finally decided to put a cap on that. Short selling is when you bet that a company is going to fail and you short their stock so that you can make money on having, it's a stock market thing. Only, you know, I've been listening to the jargon on this all this week, and it's like, you know, part of the way that they obfuscate and hide from us and hide their true intentions for us, it cloud them, is that they talk in economic jargon. So as much as I can, I try to listen to people, like the BBC, for example, is really good at decoding all of those words. So the short sellers have been stopped in their tracks. No more trying to bet, you know, because if you bet a bank is going down, what do you think their depositor is going to do? What do you think the bank who's supposed to loan the money is supposed to do? They go, we're not loaning them any money. Now, in this maelstrom, we have seen the John McCain campaign also melt down. He has made incredibly stupid remarks over and over again. And you know what? The right-wing Republicans, this is what they're going to do. They're going to blame the regulators only. They're not going to blame the people who are greedy. Look, it's like, well, that's like saying when a kid takes a hammer and smashes, let's say you're 28 years old, and you go over and you take a ball-peen hammer and you hit somebody over the head. Well, my mom wasn't here to stop me. You know, my dad wasn't here to tell me no. It's like, excuse me, people, yes, the regulators are there for a reason, and yes, we should have good laws and transparency, and yes, we should have smart regulation, not too much regulation. you know, smart regulation, not dumb regulation. That's what I hope comes out of the Obama campaign as a slogan. But, you know, it's not the all the regulators' fault. You know, a lot of this got started in the wake of 9/11, this current irrational bubble, which followed the bubble bursting of the dot-com boom, which was also partially falsely inflated because a lot of us were looking around and going, how are they figuring out how to make money off this stuff? Because I've been trying to make money off this stuff for 2 years, and it's real hard, and now I've you know, been laid off in this particular area because it had to go business to business because consumers aren't making it as individual broadcasters on the Internet. I mean, so you go to work for back for terrestrial broadcasting, which is what happened in my life. So, you know, it's like, so I knew, I could sense it was coming. I saw it happening in my workplace up here in the Pacific Northwest. So, you know, people know, we've known for some time, Barack Obama has been calling our attention to it for the better part of a year. But here's what they did in Bush's Washington. La, 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 9/11, la, 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 la. And in the wake of 9/11, they shored things up and dropped interest rates such that they were trying to create a bubble to save their asses then. Because, remember, never forget that in August of 2001, Bush had on his desk a memo, Bin Laden determined to attack the United States of America. And what did he do? He cut brush in Crawford. That's what he did. He ignored, la, 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 la. This is a Republican's response. La, la, la. Can I pass, please pass the greed, please? Could I please have some more greed? Thank you. You know, so they went to town. And so did some Democrats. I'm not trying to make this an entirely partisan issue. So did some of us consumers. Went, oh, yay, well, I mean, I had an adjustable mortgage for a while. And then I went, this is dumb. I don't want this. No, And I went and refinanced, which was smart of me, thank God. And thank you, my sister. And thank you. I'm going to be talking to the mortgage guy later who helped us on that deal, because I looked at my sister and I said, you know, this just seems dumb to me. It feels bad. And, you know, I was 2 years ahead of time, but I was like, I don't know. This is feeling bad. And, you know, I'm glad I felt that way. But, you know, I'm not sure. People went shopping with their home equity line of credit. And I understand. Look, I've been in and out of work. I understand it's been tough. But the long-term economic fallout, we need to look back and say, wow, how did we get here? Well, we got here with cheap interest rates. We got here with greed being rampant on Wall Street, with a refusal to rein anybody in, with laws that were designed to help and encourage people to be greedy and rapacious and wrong, you know, to sit and vivisect the very economy that holds them up. And now, guess what they're going to do? They're going to go, those of us who grew up in Colorado, we remember the Resolution Trust Corporation, don't we? Yeah, we do. We remember that. Thank you, John McCain, for that being the only intelligent thing that possibly came out of your mouth, except that I'm not sure it was so intelligent. I've been reading back up on the, you know, remember how many problems they had? Because they dumped all the bad assets of the savings and loan. They went, hi, we can't handle this. We were too stupid and got into these. We lend to people who didn't have enough money. We looked the other way and went, oh, no verified income, no problem. Hey, whatever. I guess you really don't make, you know, it's like, I guess it's just the way it goes, eh? You know, I mean, I have to say that this has been a real awakening to the idea of why I definitely will support Barack Obama cheerfully, happily, and skip to the bank to do it. Because the reality is, he's the only one who understands the big picture. He's not pulling the trigger and making long-term promises. He's going to meet with his advisors today and talk things over in depth. He called Michael Bloomberg, one of the smartest men in finance in America, who, by the way, John McCain passed up as a possible running mate. He's consulted with Treasurer's Secretary Henry Paulson and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. All McCain's been doing is, I blame everybody. Well, you're the one who wanted to deregulate. I blame the regulators. He's the one who wanted to deregulate. See, he's not telling you that they didn't have as many tools to regulate. He's not telling you that the Bush administration, followed closely by McCain, looked the other way and said, spend, 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 shop, 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 war, 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 which also bled our Treasury dry. One of our first guests this week, Linda Bilmes, thank you very much, John, again for arranging that, author of $3 Trillion War. And by the way, the book finally arrived, so I'll have some great reading to do over the weekend. In terms of the depth of this depravity, this is where this administration got you. The Bush-McCain administration got you to this place. Never, ever, ever, ever forget that. So in the wake of all of this sad news, and now they're, you know what they're going to do? They're dumping it back on it, just like they did in the 80s when they went the Bush Boys beginning, Bush Boy 2. This is like Bush Boys on parade once again, screwing us over. Here we go. Here they are again. Here they are again. Here they are again. And they've done it again and again and again. And we keep going, oh, the Bush family? Oh, yeah, uh-huh. No! No, when are you going to learn? These guys are a bunch of Brahmins from New England who rip off the American people every time they get a chance. That's what they do. And John McCain, by the way, with that savings and loan scandal, look it up, was feeding at the trough like the big hog that he is. He didn't quite get nailed solid, but he definitely got reprimanded by the Senate Ethics Committee for being the great. Now, that's why he suddenly got religion and said, oh, yeah, I want reform. Well, you know what? His biographer, Elizabeth Drew, is abandoning him. A conservative magazine that will turn your eye, you'll go, what? They're going to vote for Obama? What? They're not going to vote for the right-wing reactionary? What? John McCain has betrayed every principle he found after the Keating Five scandal, after the savings and loan mess he was in the first place. So don't listen to him now. Please don't. Talk about pigs in a trough, pigs in a poke, whatever pig metaphor I can use. And I actually ate pork this morning, so I'd be more invigorated. So just so you know, I'm not picking on pigs entirely. I kind of like the little suckers. But it is, unless I have to live next door to a pig farm, and then maybe not. But I think that we better start thinking about how did we get here. Now, I'm going to try to offer droppers of hope in the middle of the show. Every time we start wanting to, oh, my gosh, open a vein, Aaron, this is too crazy, I can't take it. Look, we're going to talk about hope. We're going to talk to Sustainable Dave about Sarah Palin's environmental record. And we're also going to talk about what we can do to and the offshore drilling nonsense that went on in Washington this week, which we didn't get to. We'll talk about what opportunities we may have now to deal with all of those situations. So that'll be a brief interview coming up this hour. The next hour, we're going to talk about how, you know, if you need credit, if you want to pursue buying a house or selling your house or whatever, we'll talk to a mortgage broker to see if there's any hope in all of this news on a consumer level. For us, because that's who I care about. I care about you and I. Politicians in Washington, I care about because they can affect my life on the ground. So I still support Obama happily and cheerfully and will even more, I'm sure, after he meets with his economists. Because we talked to Austin Goolsbee this week. Thank you again, John Turk, for arranging that. And he gave us hope in the midst of all of this insanity. Now, I'm going to start taking your calls in just a second, so hang in. Don't worry. But I wanted to give you a billboard of the show. We're also going to laugh with Christy Harvey, which, believe you me, we all need. And I've got some ideas on women running for office. I've got views of Sarah Palin, fun things we can do to counteract Sarah Palin. So it'll also be a fun, lighthearted show as well, I promise. The storms are passing, the clouds are going, but guess who's going to be carrying the freight? You and I, and not only you and I, my nephews, your children, your grandchildren. That's what's going to happen, I'm telling you. This scandal is so bad, and we're going to be buying bad paper. Right, do we sell bad paper to the Chinese? No, that's for the U.S. taxpayer. Thank you, George Bush, John McCain, and all of you right-wing reactionaries who just went, greed, greed, spend, spend, and rip the people off. Who cares? We're making money. They're doing it again, by the way, by announcing all of this nonsense. They're going to dump bad paper on us. The markets went cheerful again. It's 6:18 in the morning, but the clouds are parting. They are. I'm going, if I have to get up there in the sky and help them. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron. I don't really believe I'm that powerful. Thank you. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. It's 6:18 in the morning. It's time for Colorado's Progressive Traffic with John Turk.
Really no delays or problems around the metro, Denver metro, that is, at this moment. Friday, usually lighter than most of the week. We are seeing a few more headlights heading southbound on 25 in North Glen and near downtown. Eastbound 6th Avenue and Lakewood also filling up. To the north of us, southbound 25 closed at US 34 in Loveland. That's due to an accident. We'll let you know when they get cars moving through there. Your forecast, partly cloudy, seasonal.
Please text to help disaster victims. Text the word GIVE to the number 24357. And donate $5 to the Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund. That's GIVE to the number 24357.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1065. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1065. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1065. 1-800-557-1065.
On every single vehicle, but they've got their matching down incentive, and they want to see your trade-in, too. See my friend Spanky Herrera or any of the gang at Rocky's Autos. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal. And don't forget, you can check Rocky's out on the internets, too, at rockysautos.com. Make sure you stick an S in there. rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Autos, best bang for your auto buck at 63rd and Federal. Oh, and mention my name, too. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Well, what's Marilyn Musgrave up to now?
Just voting against veterans and their families.
Come on.
Yeah. Musgrave voted against additional health care benefits for veterans and against job training programs for members of the National Guard and Reserves.
Against health care benefits?
Right. She also voted against ending the military families tax and against a bonus for Iraq veterans.
But Musgrave did take a congressional pay raise.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. She takes $14,000 in pay raises,
mm-hmm.
but votes against health care for our veterans?
Yeah. I mean, voting against veterans who served their country in Iraq, that just isn't right.
Call Marilyn Musgrave at 970-663-3536 and tell her our veterans deserve health care before she takes another pay raise. Paid for by Majority Action, www.majorityaction.net. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Majority Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Watch Tina Fey.
I watched with the volume.
In a nutshell, I saw it, I watched it, but I didn't listen to a word. I just thought she's actually taken to interrupting McCain on the campaign. John, can I speak? And then, you know, making some, yesterday's dumb point that I just loved was somebody asked her to talk about foreign policy and why she had the experience, and she said, well, if you want to play stump the candidate, you can. You know, I'll do stump the candidate. And it's like, what? By the way, she never gave any specifics, never talked about why she's qualified. I want to hear her tell me why she's qualified. Please, jump up. Give me your record, because I've got your record, and you're not qualified, my friend. And it would be highly sexist of me to vote for anyone who I think is not qualified for office just because they're a girl. 303-713-7600. She's coming back. I wish I were going to be there to talk about it. Ooh. Okay. anyway, it's 303-713-7600. We've got to find some hope, though. And one of the ways that you can have hope is there's a fun thing that Planned Parenthood is doing, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. Also, vote, vote, vote. Villius writes to remind us. I called earlier in the show. We ran out of time. This was yesterday. I'm a volunteer for Obama campaign in Gunnison. I want to stress the need to register and vote by mail if you're a firm Barack supporter. A large voter turnout is expected, and not only will there be long lines, but it will also take time to vote due to the amount of ballot issues. Oh, my goodness, the longest one since 1912? Please, do it at your kitchen table. You know, the ballots up here have gotten really complicated, too, and I just sit at my kitchen table now. I actually go to the poll. If you miss the polling stations, which I do occasionally, I mean, who knows, I may even work it this year, I just... It's a go in and deliver your ballot to them. It's 303-713-7600. I know we've got full lines, so I will be mindful of that. But Colorado is on the list of a new government accountability office as a place where there may be problems because of the voting in 2006, the crash computer registration. Remember that? 20,000 left the polling places. So I'm going to take his suggestion. Please, you know, if you can vote by mail, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Governor Ritter says vote early, too, so that way we're not waiting up until, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning to find out Barack Obama is president of the United States with an ulcer. Peter in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Actually, I'm in Boulder, so you're a liar like the Republicans, Aaron.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. John gave it to me as Denver, so I can't
see. John's a liar, too.
Oh, I see. You're just going to call us up and call us liars? Why is that productive? Why is that intelligent? And why shouldn't I hang up on you now? Because you're obviously got the IQ of a turnip. So go ahead, turnip. Go ahead, turnip in Denver.
I'm joking, Aaron. My God.
Well, I don't take context, liar. When I first open up a phone call with no context.
I'm sorry. Look. Can you get the sound of that Sarah Palin response to the question of the woman who asked her about her foreign policy experience? Because before you mentioned it, while I was on hold, that's what I was going to ask you. It was so incredible. She didn't answer anything.
No.
And she made a complete fool out of herself. Also, I talked to John and said, boy, if he could get, like, the first minute of Limbaugh's show. I have this tendency to... Right at about 12:06 when his show starts in the Denver market. Just tune him in because that's when the bovine excreta is really flowing at full force.
Right.
It was just sickening and disgusting. He's calling Barack Obama a Chicago thug, code language, and a community agitator. And after about, normally I can take him for about 2-3 minutes. I just turned it off because it was so sickening. And that's the level to which the Republicans have sunk. And John McCain has totally abandoned whatever tiny amount of principles he had. He's just, I mean, it's shocking to me that he would, we all knew it was going to be dirty and ugly, but the extent to which he has abandoned all principles is just mind-boggling. But,
I know. It is mind-boggling, and that sound is amazing. And I'm sure John, if he can manage it, we'll find it. If he can find it, I mean, it's also it takes some look. I don't know all the logistics, but we'll see. And I'm sure John heard
you.
But it is one of those things, my friend, that I could not believe it when I heard that ad. And then yesterday I was on the floor laughing. It wasn't very funny. I mean, did you hear the McCain interview where he confused José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero?
I'm a journalist. I have 7 video recorders. I listen to, probably 10 different radio programs during the day. I record stuff on a DVD recorder so I can listen to it at, midnight.
Yeah.
Trust me, I'm just inundated with it. And I've got a new term for Sarah Barracuda. I call her the pork bowl.
Well, my favorite name for her is now Mussolini.
Mussolini. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, I love the. Have you seen the Sarah Palin doll, which Jimmy Kimmel dubbed like the sluttiest librarian in
history? I know. She's got cleavage and everything, I guess. Thank you very much for your call, Peter. I appreciate it. Sorry I called you a turnip, but you called me a liar first.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. It wasn't clear that you were joking. It was like, whoa, what's this guy coming out of the box with? It's also early in the morning, and it's Friday. All right, here's the thing. I really, if you have not heard that radio sound from, I normally, it is just amazing to me because this sound is too scratchy really to use on radio in a way because it's hard to hear. But in an interview with a Miami reporter, she asks, what are you going to do about José Luis Zapatero, who Bush has been mad at because Spain pulled out of Iraq? And he's like, well, I've always had good relationships in Latin America and the hemisphere. And she goes, well, don't you mean Europe? And Bush is going, McCain is a good Freudian slip. McCain is going, I've always had good relationships in Latin America and the hemisphere. And it's clear he doesn't understand, A, who José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero is. He doesn't understand, apparently, that he's the head of Spain, which happens to be in Europe. He didn't understand that, you know, we weren't talking to him. So the Bush, the McCain campaign, which is getting used to being extremely defensive, puts out, oh, well, we were hard line. We said we wouldn't talk to him unless, you know, he listened. And it's like, oh. You guys are incredibly dumb, aren't you? You're just, it's like the guy is either out to lunch not listening or else he doesn't understand geopolitics. And foreign policy is his suit, Marion Denver? I mean, foreign policy is his strong suit?
Well, you know, I think water seeks its own level with he and Palin. They're both kind of stupid. My thing is with Todd. He's supposed to be home taking care of the children.
Yes, so, Todd is supposed
why
to
Why is he, yeah, why is he, he's glued to her side, like they're afraid this kid that just made it through high school will open his mouth and say something.
Well, the other thing is, why isn't he home? Because he'll be subpoenaed or arrested because he's supposed to appear. And they're, by the way, they're stonewalling that. They got a big lawyer in who used to go after terrorists. They brought in the big guns.
Callahan, I think his name is. Well, do you think that's a distraction? Do you think they might be distracting people saying, you know, let's make this big thing up and then we'll turn her into a martyr right the day before election and blame it on the Democrats for attacking this poor woman. That's kind of a magic.
They're going to do anything they can, rig the votes, do it.
Yes,
you know,
well,
they're going to do.
Yeah.
They're going to pull out all stops. Look, I read this thing by Elizabeth Drew, who is his biographer. She wrote Citizen McCain, and she says he's disappointed me to the point I can't support him. This is awful. This isn't the John McCain I knew. And the reality is, this guy has betrayed his principles so badly. She said, you know, he wrote in one of his memoirs that he doesn't really want to be president because he wants to serve the country, like that ridiculous slogan he's using, country first, my Aunt Fanny. But in any event, he's sitting there and saying, you know, I just have the ambition to be president. I just want to be president. And you can tell he gets that naked look on his face where it's like, how dare you try to take this from me?
He's scary. But, you know, I heard something about these people in Michigan that lost their homes and they're trying to take the vote away
from them. Foreclosure lists. Right. Code for,
lower income. And then the guy on television is addressing these people and he says, go on your computer and do this. They don't have a computer. They got to give them a phone number or something to call.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to get a hold of Rachel Maddox or to get on MSNBC. I can't find an email. I mean, you know, how do you get a hold of these people when you hear something?
I think you
you're lucky. Well, you've been good. You put your phone number up a lot. But these people that are want to get contacted, they got to let people get to them.
This is true. Well, if I have time, I'll look at the MSNBC website. But have you been to their website to see if there's a way to write her show?
I thought it was Rachel at MSNBC.net, but
I don't think so. I think it's another address. But anyway, her last name is Maddo, M-A-D-D-O-W.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your call.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Rob in Lakewood, thanks for joining us on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Coming up, we're going to have a brief interview with Sustainable Dave. Hi, Rob in Lakewood. Welcome.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well.
I love what you're doing here. You're definitely way better than that Lionel guy. I always enjoy hearing you. Thank you very much for subbing for Jay.
Thank you.
One thing that I don't think we hear quite enough about is to register by the 10th.
Yes, because, yes, absolutely. Yes. Because it's 30 days before the election or short, something like that.
Yeah, so
yeah.
People, get out there, Coloradans. And
register to vote.
Even if you're not sure where you are registered, do it again. It can never hurt. Go to the DMV. People are even going to clubs and trying to get people to register. I have a good friend who's doing lots of volunteering, and that's where I keep hearing it from. I haven't heard it on the radio anywhere else.
No, that's a good idea. October 10th, register to vote, and sign up for, you know, because the ballot's so long, they're estimating it's going to take people 20 minutes to do it. So, to vote.
Early voting is always there. People can vote early. Vote early.
Vote early and vote from your kitchen table. Kitchen table voting. Get your vote by mail. Have a party if you want to. Sit around and vote together or vote by yourself at your kitchen table. Yay!
And there should be a national holiday, personally.
Me too.
All I don't know why it's not. Everybody should get paid.
I think it should be a two-day national holiday.
Right to vote.
I agree. I agree with you completely. Thank you very much, Robin Lakewood. I love that suggestion, and thanks for the reminder. Register to vote. Register to vote. Get them out by mail ballot. 6:34 it is. I'm Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. Time for Progressive Traffic with John Turk. Sustainable Dave coming up next, and more of your phone calls.
Thank you, Aaron. Got a closure near Loveland on southbound I-25 at U.S. 34. Had an early crash. It's blocking all lanes there. 25 also thick coming southbound through Thornton and North Glen. And again, after Park Avenue, as you make your way into downtown, 76 and 270 also starting to bog down a bit in Commerce City. Your forecast, mostly sunny, increasing clouds this afternoon, and a slight chance for a late-day isolated shower. Tomorrow, more of the same with a high of 82. A little cooler on Sunday, but pretty nice with highs in the mid-70s. Current temperature downtown, 54 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
When it comes to saving, WAMU gives you the power to choose the option that best fits your needs, including great rates on CDs and money market accounts. To learn more, stop by one of the 40 locations in the Denver area today. Saving at WAMU. Woohoo!
60 Minutes.
The CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Gross.
Today on Face the Nation,
a special CBS News presentation. The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Mr. Fixit here every week to help you take care of those home improvement projects, from plumbing to decks, saving on your energy bills and other things. I'll always have expert help. Mr. Fixit, Paul McGregor, urging you to join me Saturdays 1 till 3 right here on AM 760.
Autumn. It brings to mind an array of rather predictable colors. Red, orange, yellow, and of course, the ubiquitous brown. If ever a season was overdue for a makeover, it's autumn. Nothing too drastic, of course. Perhaps a bamboo pearl, or a crystal white, or my personal favorite, Neptune blue mica. It is, after all, time for the Lexus season to change event, when you'll find special lease rates and 3.9% APR financing on your favorite certified pre-owned Lexus vehicles. From an RX in black forest pearl to an IS in Matador red mica, each is backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty and a customer care experience that is second to none. So why not broaden your spectrum of colors with a certified pre-owned Lexus during the season to change event, now through October 31st, only at Stevenson Lexus of Frederick, Stevenson Lexus of Lakewood, and Cooney Lexus. Or visit LexusCPO.com.
Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR. Guarantee runs 3 years from your date of purchase or 100,000 total vehicle miles. See your participating Lexus dealer for details about the certified pre-owned program.
Do you owe money to the IRS? You're not alone. Millions of people owe back taxes, but now you can resolve your tax debt once and for all. Just call Tax Relief USA for free information at 1-800-500-3470.
I owed $300,000 and only paid a fraction of it.
They helped me save my business.
Tax Relief USA is a national firm that will match you with experts in resolving debt. Many are former IRS agents with an insider knowledge of how the IRS works and how to settle your tax debt for pennies on the dollar.
I was in danger of losing my house, but they helped me eliminate my debt.
The threatening letters finally stopped.
Call Tax Relief USA now to see how easily your tax debt can be taken care of. You could settle your debt for as little as 10% of what you owe. It's fast, it's proven, and it's completely legal. For your free information, call 1-800-500-3470. Your call is completely confidential. 1-800-500-3470. 1-800-500-3470.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And again, I promised in this avalanche of bad news this week, as I fill in here on the Jay Marvin Show, I promised, hey, you know, we've got to have some doses of hope here. We've got to have some inspiration. We've got to get alternative viewpoints or we're going to go nutty. By the way, I just want to state one thing quickly about the vote. We're double checking it because we think it's the 6th. Is the deadline, not the 10th. It has to be a month. I think you have 30 days before the election to register to vote in Colorado. At least that's the way the law was the last time I registered to vote in Colorado. So just make sure you register to vote. And I think the deadline is earlier, so don't wait until the last minute. We may have had a Republican plant giving us the wrong date, so we just want to let you know that. Dave Kamides is my guest next. He is Sustainable Dave. And those of you who listen to Mario's show would know that I talked to him a bit the last time I filled in over the summer, and I thought I'd grab you at the airport where you're you're on your way somewhere, Sustainable Dave, and check in, because you sent some things around about Sarah Palin's interview by Charlie Gibson, because this election's very important to you. You're a very sustainable kind of guy, and you believe in all sorts of environmental sanity. So how is this election shaping up from your point of view, Sustainable Dave? And good morning.
And good morning. Thank you for having me on. I hope
you're
you
welcome.
Don't hear too many airport announcements in the background.
Sorry.
How is this election shaping up? Well, you know, it's definitely the most interesting that I've seen in a long time, that's for sure. I don't know whether you've been talking about energy or what you folks have been talking about.
We basically have been talking about the economic meltdown. So there were going to be two questions I wanted you to address. One is, who's the most green candidate in the race in terms of your mind? Who would be better for voters to perhaps consider, and why, or what to look for in a candidate, if you don't want to specifically be blatant about talking about specific candidates, and I can certainly understand that. But also I wanted you to talk about maybe a couple of quick tips that people can use to save money and be sustainable at the same time.
Sure, no problem. I mean, I'll tackle the first one first, which is, I don't want to tell people who to vote for, but specifically, I think people need to realize that we are on a lot of levels, obviously, sort of at a crux, and the next 4, 8, 10 years are going to be really, really important in how energy is dealt with in this country. We're right now on a pretty scary road, which is basically, if you take the road of we're using oil and we're using coal and we're using fossil fuels and we need more of them, that's one road that a lot of people are taking, and that's what, you know, unfortunately they've just started to push through this, offshore drilling stuff that just happened the other day.
Yes.
And, you know, what I always say to people is this: you don't get a heroin addict off of heroin by giving them more heroin. And the bottom line is, we are all addicted to fossil fuels. And I can go into a big thing about where we are with fossil fuels or whatever, but...
have time for that. We need highlights.
And I'm not going to, but the bottom line of it is if it takes 100 million years for this stuff to be created, we're going to run out at some point, so we need to start seeking alternatives. In my personal opinion, you know, John McCain has pushed forward this idea that we're going to get 35 nuclear power plants within the next, I don't know, what is it, 20 or 30 years. Besides the known problems with nuclear power, the big one that nobody talks about is it takes a tremendous amount of water. And if people think that oil right now is a big problem, wait until you see what's going to be happening with water.
Good point.
So this is something that people don't talk about, and we can't afford to do. Barack Obama, and I don't know if he's going to do this, but at least he's talking about this, in his acceptance speech said, in 10 years, we need to be off. Now, he said in 10 years, we need to be off of Middle Eastern oil. I think in 10 years we need to be off of all oil, and it's possible, and there are a lot of people who say that it is.
That's what you and I would like.
That's what I would like. And I think truthfully, in all honesty, if you could somehow show everybody how it could be done and make it done, I don't think there's anybody alive who would say, unless they're making a ton of money off of it, but I don't think your average person out there would say, I want to pay money to an oil company as opposed to I want to have solar panels on my roof and an electric car, and like my friend Paul Scott, who has just that, pay $44 a year for all of his electricity and all of his transportation needs. I mean, who doesn't want that? You know? And as I tell my friend Paul, I just mentioned, as I tell people, look, it's true that Paul paid a lot of money for these things, but what if every new house that's built had solar panels on it? And what if the only car you could buy would be an electric car? Well, then suddenly we're in a situation where everybody has the means, obviously, does have that option. In a long-term goal, does it make sense to be, however it is, generating power in various places around the country and piping it all over? Or does it make sense to have the power that you need generated on top of your house, in the ground under your house, right at the source, use what you need, send back what you don't? I mean, just on a larger level, that makes sense. And,
it really does. Now, in terms of saving us some money in this economic maelstrom, I think everybody's like, well, but some green solutions are really expensive and it's really scary. And, you'd be proud of me. I actually made a point of buying I'm refinishing some furniture, and I actually bought water-based stain and water-based. I know it's still not great necessarily, but I'm trying to, wean my way off of oil-based products and get more into doing things naturally. And it's more elbow grease, but it actually made me feel happy, and it also didn't make me dizzy when I was doing it either.
Well, some people may look at that as a minus. Some people may look at that as a plus.
Yeah,
you just encapsulated exactly what I talk about a lot. It was nobody can do everything, but everybody can do something. So you're choosing where you can do what you can do, and you're pushing forward, and you found that it's not so bad. Unfortunately, the ideas that I'm going to give you are not going to, like, you know, they're not going to get these companies that have just gone bankrupt out of bankruptcy. But there are ways that, I mean, I'll give you a very simple one. A lot of people drink bottled water. I happen to use it. I'm at the airport right now, so I just went through the checkpoint and filled it up at the water fountain. I use a metal aluminum water bottle, and I reuse it. Now, if you break it down, like, let's say you drink 2 bottles of water a day for 300 days out of the year, just to put a number on it, $600 a year. I can get that same amount of water out of my tap for about $3 a year.
So that's saving money. That's good.
$597, not to mention the environmental impact that you're having. Now, the bottle that I bought, which happens to be a pretty nice one, I think I have a SIG. There's one, Eco Usables makes them clean canteen. They're like $15-$20, but they'll last like 8-9 years easy, unless you're like me, in which case I'll probably ruin mine before that. But either way, it's going to pay for itself in the first year. Now, let's say you're one of those people who goes, you know, I don't like my tap water. I don't like how it tastes. And in this country, we have wonderful, amazingly clean drinking water, but some people have pipes in their houses aren't great or whatever. You can tack on a filter. You can get a filter for about $100 a year. You're still beating the curve, and that's going to continue to pay for itself. So right there, you're saving a ton of money. That's a really simple one that I think everybody can do and we all need to do.
Well, that sounds wonderful. And your website, I was excited to read, sustainabledave.org, will be officially launched January 1st, and it'll be one-stop shopping for anybody who has environmental questions. There'll be video, how-tos, social networking, social action, and much more, which is great. And you have a book coming out, 365 Days of Solutions, which you've been writing as you've been saving and examining your trash.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the idea is 365-day solutions because, you know, I was sort of looking at it and I thought, you know, everybody needs another green book like we all, you know, need a fifth arm. It's just there's so many out there. But when I started looking at them, the one thing that I didn't find is there's not a book where it's just you open it up and it just says, you know, corks, wine corks. What do you do with it instead of throwing it away? Here's three options. A very honest pro, a very honest con, and then, you know, a link to more information if you want it. And so each one will take you 10 seconds to read, and, you know, you'll decide if you want to do it. And again, not everybody's going to do everything. Nobody's going to do everything. But everybody can do some of them, and you'll find that it's not that hard.
Go ahead. And so every day we'll bring you a new one, sort of like a daily calendar. That sounds great. I love this.
And then through the website, which is the website where, I mean, I'm hoping it's going to launch January for sure. It will, but we're hoping we get everything done in time. One of the things that we're going to be doing is we're trying to decide every day or every week, but we're going to release a probably 1 to 1.5 minute video that's funny and goofy and kind of, you know, fun to watch, but gets the message across of each of these tips. So it won't only be that the book's out there, but it'll also be if you want to sign up for the newsletter. You can just have it emailed to you and you get this, like, goofy little video of me or someone else doing it. We've got actors lined up doing them and all sorts of things. So I think it's going to hopefully be yet another and hopefully a very successful way of getting people to go, you know, this doesn't make sense. And what we try to do, which is what I try to do when I talk, is to not go, you're wrong for doing this, but going, these are the real facts here. You know, you're paying $600 for water. You could be paying $3 for water. Which one makes more sense to you?
Yeah, that's why I like having you on. I like talking to you, and I can already see that I'll have good holiday gifts and all kinds of things for you from 365 Days of Solutions. And I'm not just saying that. I will do it. SustainableDave.org, by the way, is up and running now. So those of you who want to check it out, it does exist. It's just going to have maybe a formal launch on January 1st.
And the blog that they can look at, which is the blog about me saving my trash, is 365daysoftrash.com. And that's got all sorts of tips. And I just put a thing on there, actually. If you go there right now, I think it's on the left-hand side. There's like 8.2 things you can do right now.
Oh, I love that. I like 8.2. I like that it's illogical, too.
That's right. I figured it would draw more people in. But, you know, it's, well, one of them is sort of just about thinking differently, so I figured that's a little different. But, yeah, the bottom line is we just all have to stop taking all this for granted and think a little differently. And I think as far as voting, you have to say, what do I want my future to look like? Do I want it to be dirty coal, and do I want it to be reliant on people going down into mines to dig things out and buying oil from other countries, or do I want to have the sun, you know, powering my house from the top of my roof?
And the wind running my dishwasher, you know, that's what I dream about. Yeah,
exactly.
No,
exactly. These are all doable things. That's the thing that everybody needs to realize. We just need the will to do it.
Oh, Dave, I think we all need things to do, too, right now, where we feel like we're empowered again. So thank you so much for joining us today. Safe travels, safe journeys wherever you're headed. And thank you so much for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thank you. Aaron, do I have 1 second to throw one final thing in there for your listeners?
Of course, please do.
Because you mentioned wind, and just making, I want to leave it on a really, not that anything has been negative, but a positive note.
Sure.
From what I understand, there are 100,000 windmills in the world right now, and it's been said that if we get 1 million windmills or 900,000 more, we'll be able to generate 1/4 of the world's power and do it cleanly and cheaply, and you're done, because wind keeps blowing X, Y, and Z, right? So most people go, well, 900,000 windmills, there were 90 million cars made last year. So this is an infinitesimal amount. And then people say, well, who's going to make these? Well, if you do a little research, in the early 40s, there were no American cars made, and that's because the government, the U.S. government, went to the car manufacturers and said, you're going to start making tanks and planes and guns and things we need for the war effort. And the car company said, well, how are we going to make money? And they said, we're going to pay you the exact same amount you're making. You're going to be fine. You'll keep everybody. You'll pay everybody the same. Your finances will be the same. You're just going to make a different product for it. And all that took was the political will and the desire on the people's part to do whatever they needed to do to win the war effort. Well, this is a war, but it has a really good outcome, and we don't need to kill anybody to win it. We just need the political effort to get behind it and the people to demand this and say, hey, this is a simple solution. We need to do this.
I love that. You know, again, the way you put things makes me see it so clearly. And, you know, we've got a big election coming out in the 4th District in Colorado. We spoke to the candidate yesterday, Betsy Markey, and one of the things she wants to do is put wind turbines in eastern Colorado, which is pretty windy, I can guarantee you.
There you go.
So, you know, this ties into a lot of what we've been talking about this week, and again, gives us hope at a time, Dave, when we really, really need it. So, again, I very much appreciate your time, literally on the go. So thanks very much, and I look forward to talking to you sometime soon.
Well, thank you. I look forward to it, too. Be well.
Thank you. You too. Dave Kamides, my special guest, he is a wonderful guy, and I just... he happens to be the cousin of a dear friend of mine here in Seattle, and sustainabledave.org, which is how we met. I went to one of his talks up here and became an immediate groupie because his website is so much fun. So do check it out, sustainabledave.org. And his blogs is once again 365 Days of Trash. And I will post that on my listeners forum. I think it's already on there, but it's further down. So I'll repost it at the top so that everybody can avail themselves of Sustainable Dave's suggestions. And do buy his book. He's a great guy. He's wonderful. Just his bio alone makes me smile. Married with 2 daughters, they inspired him to get green, by the way. 1 dog, Biscuit, 2 rats, Annie and Sophie, and 10,000 worms, names too numerous to mention. 652, I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760,
Wait,
Colorado.
Wait, did you say he has pet rats?
Aggressive talk. Yes, he has 2 rats.
Jeez.
Annie and Sophie, and 10,000 worms, who are too numerous to mention.
I'm sure.
Yes.
Does he know he has 10,000? What if it's under 10,000?
I don't know. He doesn't count them, I don't think. But this is a guy who lives with all the trash
rats?
He does. He's keeping all the trash he has in his basement, John. He's monitoring it. He's trying to reduce, reuse, and recycle. If you go to his website, you can see the pictures of the trash in his basement.
Oh, man.
It's like fabulous.
Yeah, that is fab.
His wife is really fabulous because she puts all of it. But anyway, no. He drives on veggie oil. He does, you know. And he's also a cameraman. He is an Emmy Award-winning cameraman. He works on ER, Failsafe, you know that movie?
Uh-huh.
He's worked on Third Watch and Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip, so there.
Interesting dude. No, he's
fabulous. He's one of my faves. Thank you very much, and we'll be off with John Turk once again with traffic. He'll be guiding us there. 6:53 it is on Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Thank you, Aaron. Southbound 25 now open at US 34, the Loveland exit there. Crews just moved to crash off the highway. 25 also going to be thick for you through Northland, but speeds a little better than normal. A lot of traffic using 270 this morning, though. Jams eastbound at York and westbound beginning at Quebec. In Aurora, 225 loading up on the southbound trip after Parker Road, but again, speeds a little better than usual, Fridays are always pretty light, especially in the morning. Your forecast, partly cloudy and seasonal, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Currently, 54 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
They turn more heads than a screwdriver at Mile High Harley-Davidson for bikes, clothes, great service, rentals, and
a message from the Orbitz Traveler Wellness Center.
Hi, this is Dr. Martin Pakulski-Blatz. Am I here to tell you that there's no reason to worry about the price of your flight dropping after you book? Yes. With Orbitz Price Assurance, if another customer books the same flight for less, will Orbitz automatically send you the difference in cash? Also, yes. Is this the best news you've ever heard? I don't even know you, but yes.
Visit Orbitz.com today. Same flight with the same dates, times, airlines, restrictions, $250 maximum refund.
Disaster victims need your help today. Throughout the United States, disasters are destroying homes and devastating lives. Disasters like the recent hurricanes. You can help victims of disasters by supporting the American Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund. This fund enables the Red Cross to provide shelter, food, counseling, and other assistance to victims of disaster. To find out how you can help, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org.
Succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-962-0275. That's 1-800-962-0275. 1-800-962-0275.
You've heard William Sumner's Inevitable Radio Show on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. It's not too late to sign up for his powerful mastermind course, which starts on September 23rd. What would it feel like to stop wanting and to start doing? How would it feel to accomplish those burning dreams and desires you've had for so many years? Now is the time to be held accountable. William is the kind of life coach that will make sure your life is a success story. He's an expert at reality creation. Now is the time to become the greatest version of you. Classes are delivered family style in an intimate group setting. Topics include relationships, career, and self. Maximize your success through a peer group that keeps you aligned with your goals. Everything you've always wanted can be possible. It's only a matter of being held accountable. What would it feel like if you knew you could not fail? You've never experienced anything so rewarding. Sign up for our mastermind course at williamsumner.net. That's William Sumner, S-U-M-N-E-R.net, or call 303-904-0077.
How to stop hyperventilating over energy bills. Step 1. Take the brown paper bag away from your mouth and proceed to the Home Depot for new air filters. Step 2. Notice the prices of many energy-saving items have been reduced throughout the store. Step 3. Change your air filters. Your furnace won't have to work so hard, and you'll save on your energy bill. Step 4. Breathe a long, contented sigh of relief. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Isn't Sustainable Dave fun? And he's also he's actually a cameraman, which is really kind of fun, too. He goes to Edmunds.com to write articles about alternative fuel vehicles, if you want to know about that. He has a solar tube installed in his hallway, to bring daylight into his house. He says it's easier and cheaper to install than a skylight. And his backpack is hilarious. It even has one of those little bowls that you can mold and do all those things. So he believes in the power of hope. His message is simple and non-judgmental. Give people the facts, as Harry Truman says, and they will make the right decision. So that's sort of my motto as a talk show host. So I am very, very glad to be talking to you today, too. And thanks to John, who just sent me a missive that also talked. If you think John McCain is an option, let me just point out quickly. Reporters at Mother Jones Washington Bureau say 83, at least, of McCain's advisors and fundraisers have lobbied for the financial industry he is promising to fix. We know how well he did with that last time. Articles list 83 advisors and financial institutions have lobbied for. Lehman Brothers, AIG, Merrill Lynch, sound familiar? Washington Mutual. Sounds very familiar. They are high paid influence peddlers who have been working in the corridors of the nation's capital to win favors and special treatment for investment banks, securities firms, hedge funds, accounting outfits, and insurance companies. Forget about it. All right, we're gonna have hope as well as your comments. Do please call. I will get back to your phone calls coming up in the top of the next hour. You're the star of the show. We'll have a brief interview with a mortgage broker. So if you've got any questions on how to refinance or anything else, give us a call, too, because he'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour. So if you want to get lined up for that, do so. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the Jay Marvin Show right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
There is one thing you can say about autumn. It's not without its traditions. Trick-or-treating during Halloween, overeating on Thanksgiving, and of course, the highly anticipated test drive during the Lexus Season to Change event. It's one of the best times of the year to acquire a certified pre-owned Lexus, with special lease rates and 3.9% APR financing on your favorite certified pre-owned Lexus vehicles. Each one is meticulously inspected and restored so they can confidently back them with a Lexus 3-year 100,000-mile warranty, as well as the added assurance of 24-hour roadside assistance. So this year, consider starting a tradition of your own with a certified pre-owned Lexus. During the Season to Change event, now through October 31st, only at Stevenson Lexus of Frederick, Stevenson Lexus of Lakewood, and Cooney Lexus. Or visit LexusCPO.com.
Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR. Warranty runs 3 years from your date of purchase or 100,000 total vehicle miles. See your participating Lexus dealer for details about roadside assistance in the certified pre-owned program.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Centopani. Washington is making all the right moves to deal with the worldwide credit crisis, and financial markets couldn't be happier.
No one trusts anybody anymore. They still do trust Uncle Sam.
The Dow Industrial Average could open more than 400 points higher when trading begins less than 30 minutes from now. S&P futures are ahead almost 64 points. CBS's Alex Christophorus tells us a plan to assume distressed mortgage loans is a big hit on Wall Street.
The government is basically saying we're going to take all of this bad debt off your backs and allow you to do business as usual, and to also free up the flow of money again so that banks will be able to lend to each other more freely, and in turn that will help consumers get loans more freely.
Senator Charles Schumer says the scope of the plan is critical.
The administration is going to submit a proposal to us. It'll be comprehensive and it'll be broad.
In other confidence-building moves, the government has banned short sales of financial companies, and it's tapping a Depression-era fund to guarantee money market mutual funds. Market analyst Art Hogan says it's a powerful package.
There's more positive catalysts today than there has been in any days in the last couple of weeks.
Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson is scheduled to say more about all of this at a press conference about an hour from now. The ceremony in Detroit takes place in 30 minutes, but City Council President Ken Cockle Jr. officially took over as mayor at a minute past midnight, replacing Kwame Kilpatrick, who was forced to resign because he's going to jail for perjury. Cockrell tells WWJ fighting crime will be job one.
Certain things came to a halt during the period of the past 8 months. Our momentum got slowed. We need to speed it back up again.
The government is showing off the latest in airport security screening. Live to CBS's Peter King. Peter, how does this work?
Well, nervous passengers may have something more to be nervous about. A machine that can pick up accelerated heartbeats or other signs of anxiety as they go through airport security. Homeland Security is testing the machines that can do that. Proponents say the sensors can pick up things that can't be seen with the human eye. Critics say it's right out of 1984. Too intrusive, too much room for error. Either way, these machines may be years from being used for real. Frank?
Walnut Creek, California, Green Valley, Arizona, and Reston, Virginia have something in common. Kimberly Palmer with U.S. News and World Report says they're on the magazine's list of the 10 best places to retire.
All of these places are places where you can go biking, sailing, bird watching, you can do yoga, and then they also have access to really strong health care.
The Emancipation Proclamation, the decree by Abraham Lincoln that abolished slavery, goes on display today at the Reagan Library. Library Director Duke Blackwood says former basketball star Kareem Abdul-Jabbar will open the exhibit.
He's a Civil War nut and is actually passionate, and a lot of people probably don't know, but if he wasn't going to play in the NBA, he wanted to be a history teacher.
This is CBS News.
Does the uncertainty of finding a good used car make you a little nervous? Well, it doesn't have to. The answer is simple. Honda certified used cars. They're well-maintained late model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by one of the best warranties in the business.
And now, get low APR financing on all Pilot and Ridgeline certified used Honda models. I think uncertainty has just left the building. Honda certified used cars. Oh, and don't forget, it may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
How to stop hyperventilating over energy bills. Step 1. Take the brown paper bag away from your mouth and proceed to the Home Depot for new air filters. Step 2. Notice the prices of many energy-saving items have been reduced throughout the store. Step 3. Change your air filters. Your furnace won't have to work so hard, and you'll save on your energy bill. Step 4. Breathe a long, contented sigh of relief.
The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. A first semester faculty member at Metro State University under investigation this morning for asking students to write a critical essay of Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin. A student called a TV station to complain that instructor Andrew Hallam singled out Republican students in class and allowed them to be ridiculed. The title of Hallam's writing assignment, The Fairy Tale Image of Palin. A Metro State spokeswoman says the instructor should have included all political figures in the assignment. Speaking of Sarah Palin, she'll be back in Colorado next week. Coming on the heels of her rally in Golden 4 days ago, Palin will headline a $1,000 a plate luncheon at Centennial Airport Tuesday. In Boulder, more students than ever now on the CU campus. The latest enrollment figures show 29,000 students, including 5,400 incoming freshmen. Much of the increase attributed to out-of-staters attending CU. Boulder in the news this morning for the other end of the age spectrum. U.S. News & World Report, including Boulder on its list of top 10 places to retire. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Helen Gray. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Taking a look, as things do get up and running, for the most part on the highways, it looks pretty good. I-25 is in pretty good shape to and through the tech center. We're still looking at speeds in the 50s and 60s right now. Airport Drive also looking good. We are seeing those slowdowns starting to build eastbound 270 at York. Speeds are going to drop into the 20s in spots. A little bit of delays westbound 270. That's right around Vasquez. Also looking at some slowing northbound 225 after Parker Road. Now, the surface streets were pretty busy with crashes at Mississippi and University, and a new one being reported. This is on Hamden, east of Chambers to the north. Crews have cleaned up that accident, and all lanes are open of southbound I-25 at the Loveland exit. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This traffic report brought to you by Staples. That was easy. This Saturday at Staples, save up to $30 instantly, plus enjoy other amazing deals in 16 Front Range Staples stores during their one-day savings spectacular. This Saturday only. Staples. That was easy.
Voting this November, Scott O'Sullivan of the O'Sullivan Law Firm, a proud supporter of AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk, volunteers his time to answer questions about voting issues. The O'Sullivan Law Firm is dedicated to helping the seriously injured and is your personal injury advocate. Elections can change your life, and so can a personal injury. Don't leave either to chance. Call the O'Sullivan Law Firm for a free consultation. 303-884-6007. That's 303-884-6007.
Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay.
It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. I'm Aaron Hart filling in on the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Happy to be with you. You know what? It's really amazing what's going out. The economy is just, and John McCain thinks he can run it? Please. The guy doesn't even know that that Zapatero, Rodriguez Zapatero, is the head of Spain. Why would I trust him with my economic welfare? Why would I trust him at all anymore, really? I mean, you got to just realize this is just, you can't have this anymore. Can we? No. We can't. We really can't. It is just too crazy. Now, voting problems are predicted in several swing states, including ours in Colorado. So be really careful, okay? Be very, very, very careful. It is just make sure you register to vote by October 6th, I want to reiterate. Now, I want to talk about anything you want to talk about. We're also going to get some tips on how to save money if you need to buy a house or sell a house or, you know, you're thinking about your credit and how that's going to happen. We're going to talk to Christy Harvey, too, and not a moment too soon to laugh. By the way, they've got on Mike Check today, they have a story about how to survive in the green economy. So go to micheckradio.com. That's M-I-C-C, you know, for my check, radio.org, and check out Follow the Green Collar Road to Economic Recovery. Yay! We all know it isn't best, but, you know, who would save the economy at the same time? So we're right in line with that thinking. I actually had the idea on my own. I just want you to know because I love them. And we're going to talk about all kinds of things, including, you know, FEMA. The Republicans are great. Oh, we need a new government agency now to conduct oversight. You know, I'm so glad Obama's meeting with his advisors in Florida because I'm sure they'll come up with a smarter solution. Because it's like, you know, the last entity they created, FEMA, excuse me, not FEMA, but the Department of Homeland Security, well, they're on the hook for billions of waste and fraud. Big surprise. So we'll be talking about that with Christy Harvey coming up. Now, I want to talk to you right now on the election, on how you're leaning towards voting, on what you're going to do, and also about Sarah Palin. And whether, you know, which one of the candidates is more likely to bring change? Is it John McCain? Or is it, you know, just because you're a maverick, as Jonathan Alter pointed out to us earlier this week, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be able to play well with others. As a matter of fact, McCain has apparently flirted with the idea of becoming a Democrat because he couldn't play very well with others. So, you know, we need to talk about these kinds of things. We really, really, really do. Now, the other thing is I wanted to tell you on a local note, MoveOn.org and environmental activist and former Vice President Al Gore have joined forces to raise money for Democratic Senate candidates. They sent an email out to liberal group supporters yesterday to get them to donate to the campaigns of Kay Hagan, who's running against the odious Elizabeth Dole in North Carolina, Mark Udall in Colorado, we know who he's running against, Paul Schaefer. And Al Franken in Minnesota, who's running against Norm Coleman. Gore described Hagan, Udall, and Franken as real clean energy heroes who need our help to win. All three candidates have aired ads in the past few months touting their environmental creds. Well, MoveOn spent $500,000 on airing an ad on Hagan's behalf. Almost 60% of her funds do come outside of North Carolina. Dole has raised three times as much money as Hagan as of June 30th. So get busy. Go contribute. If you're feeling a need to contribute out of town, do it. Udall also changed courses mid-campaign and endorsed offshore oil drilling, if combined with mandates to develop renewable energy, but which, you know, kind of alienated him a bit from environmental supporters. But I still support him. I think he's fabulous. And you know what? I think they're talking out of their mind, out of both sides of their mouths a little bit. And I don't like that, actually. But, you know, with the Republican Party screaming, drill, baby, drill, drill, baby, drill, I know which people are my favorites. And Al Franken is very green. He supports full development of new technologies in green and renewable energy. So get busy. Go for him. Scott in Aurora, besides, don't you really want to hear Bill O'Reilly have to say Senator Al Franken? Don't you really want to hear him say that? Good morning. How are you, Scott?
Great, Aaron. Good to hear you on the air.
Thank you.
I want to just bring up, because it is voting season, what we all know, of course, most of us know that listen to this, that we need to vote for Obama for change. But it's also very important that we focus on some local amendments because there are some really bad ones that are on our ballot. And they're in the 40s number range. People need to be very careful because one of them, I want to say it's like 43 or 44. I'm sorry, I don't have it right in front of me. People need to look. It outlaws affirmative action in Colorado.
Outlaws affirmative action. There's one that it wants to make us a total right-to-work state, which, of course, former odious Governor Bill Owens wants, and I never supported him ever, 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 wouldn't ever, ever, ever. I can't stand it. There are a lot of them, and even Ritter, I think Governor Bill Ritter is urging a lot of them to be purged because unions have several. You need to read your ballot very closely. It sounds incredibly dense. I can't imagine it's going to take people 20 minutes. It may take as long as 30 or 40.
Right, and I was at a wonderful town hall meeting last night helped by Representative Morgan Carroll. I wish all politicians did this for constituents, but she lined this all out, and she recommended that we vote bottom up so that we make sure we see everything and we know exactly what we're voting on. But all the women, all minorities, they need to make sure they defeat that amendment, because once it's an amendment, it is almost impossible to get it changed. It's very easy to get it passed. It's very hard to get it changed.
Is this
so
backed by Ward Connerly by any wild chance?
Yes.
Yeah,
I think
big
so.
Surprise. Yeah. That man hates himself, I'm convinced. That it does sound very sane and intelligent, and I wish I were going to be there so I could do a show on decoding the amendments and the proposals on the ballot, because you really have to read that stuff very carefully. Now, I don't know, up here we have a wonderful paper called The Stranger. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's pretty funny. And I think Westward put out an election guide. I can't remember whether they do. But if they do, that might be a good way to do it. Get an alternative view on what to vote for. And make
exactly.
sure that you know what, you know, the people you care about, what their stances are.
Well,
you know,
I would love if y'all would have Morgan Carroll on sometime. She does great work. And frankly, I'd love to see someone from your station there covering those events. It's people getting involved in their government and getting educated. It's wonderful. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you, Scott. I'm Erin Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Yeah, it's you know, it sounds like it's going to be really... So I would vote by mail and early. That's what I would do. It's 303-713-7600, and anything that Governor Bill Owens thinks is really swell. Ooh, right to work. Indentured servitude for workers forever. Just bear in mind that, of course, you don't have to pay union dues if you don't want to. But, you know, joining a union is not such a bad thing. There's strength in numbers, and the way they have treated us, economic disparity, come on, maybe it's time to bring smarter, faster, better unions back. I'm not saying corrupt, weighted down, bossy, terrible unions. I'm saying good ones that work for you. We might use some help. Roger, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Aaron, welcome back to Colorado. Long time no talk.
Thank you. Good to hear from you too, Roger. Nice to have. We keep in touch by email if you're the Roger I'm thinking about.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, cool.
So, hey, one thing you were talking about, you know, the voter registration and everything else.
Yes.
RFK Jr. is reporting that here in Colorado, Mike Kaufman, who's actually running to be my congressperson, unfortunately, has managed to, and the Secretary of State have managed to call about 20% of the voters off the rolls. And, of course, you know, the majority of them happen to be blue voters. So, you know, everybody's going to go out, and even before you go to vote, make sure you're still ready. And do it before October 6th, so if they have called you off the rolls, you can get back on the rolls.
Yeah, because one thing that the Republicans are doing all over the country is cadging, where they send you do not forward mail. So if it does, you know, if it doesn't go to you or it comes back to them, right, then they have you bumped off the rolls. So you've got to make sure you're still on the rolls. Absolutely, totally,
yeah,
absolutely.
You can do that either at the Colorado Secretary of State website, or you can do it at the Obama website. Both of them have things to check your rolls. And this is especially important for service members, because the Republicans are caging service members left and right. People that are in Iraq and Afghanistan, they did it last election, they're doing it again this election.
You know, that's so nice. Isn't that treating your veterans so respectfully to disenfranchise them? What a great idea.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, if the money that was coming in from Iraq was going 6-1 for Obama over McCain, you know, They definitely don't want these guys voting.
Well, because he's voted against, John McCain has voted against every benefit for veterans since, you know, he's been in office, practically speaking, but especially lately. Oh, no, that'll encourage you. No, we can't give you any more rights or benefits because that won't encourage you to stay in the military forever.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, gross.
And I think one of the veterans groups gave him a 20 out of 100, as in voting on veterans issues.
Oh, my goodness, Roger. Really? That's enough. All right. Well, good reminder. And by the way, it's October 6th. We were pumped by a Republican operator earlier last hour, so who tried to tell us it was October 10th. And I said, isn't it a month ahead of election time? So we were on the, and then John looked it up to double confirm. It's Monday, October 6th. So make sure you register to vote. Thank you very much for your call, Roger. Good to talk to you again. It's 717. I'm Aaron Hart. See, once you start listening to me, you never stop, really. Just stay on my mailing list. I'll let you know every week. Aaron@AaronHartShow.com. Aaron@AaronHartShow.com. Where I'm appearing, what I'm doing. I'll be giving a couple of speeches up here locally. Who knows? I might even come down to Colorado for a few things. So 303-713-7600, and I'd love to talk to you. 718 it is. We're going to go to Colorado's Progressive Traffic with John Turk, and then I'll be right back with more of your phone calls right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Got a real nice commute going on this morning. 25 in relatively decent shape with speeds in the 50s, basically coming into downtown from the northbound side. Southbound going to be a little struggle after Park Avenue all the way past Spear. Really the only other spot with lengthy delays, eastbound 270 from York down to Vasquez. Just a couple side street accidents to avoid, Hamden and Chambers, and one at Mississippi and University. Your forecast, mostly sunny, increasing clouds this afternoon. Perhaps a small chance for a late day isolated shower. Tomorrow, a little bit more of the same with a high of 82.
How to stop hyperventilating over energy bills. Step 1. Take the brown paper bag away from your mouth and proceed to the Home Depot for new air filters. Step 2. Notice the prices of many energy saving items have been reduced throughout the store. Step 3. Change your air filters. Your furnace won't have to work so hard, and you'll save on your energy bill. Step 4. Breathe a long, contented sigh of relief.
The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
A leaf blower whines in the distance. And what's this? A stunning Lexus ES pulling into a driveway. It can only mean one thing. The Lexus Season to Change event. When, for a limited time, you'll find special lease rates and 3.9% APR financing on your favorite certified pre-owned Lexus vehicles. Each includes a Lexus-backed 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty, incomparable customer care, and a fit and finish that offers the most desirable sound of all, the sound of silence. The Lexus Certified Pre-Owned Season to Change event. Now through October 31st. Only at Stevenson Lexus of Frederick, Stevenson Lexus of Lakewood, and Cooney Lexus. Or visit LexusCPO.com.
Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR. Warranty runs 3 years from your date of purchase or 100,000 total vehicle miles. See your participating Lexus dealer for details about the certified pre-owned program.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. I really hate to say this, but it's really true. You know what? Fall is coming, and then after fall, we get winter. And if you start thinking to yourself, I am not going to go through winter like I did last year or the year before. I want all-wheel, I want four-wheel drive, and I want something that gets great gas mileage. Then you want to go to Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos has got a huge selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles. And they'll not only show you the book on every single vehicle, but they've got their matching down incentive, and they want to see your trade-in, too. See my friend Spanky Herrera or any of the gang at Rocky's Autos. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal. And don't forget, you can check Rocky's out on the internets, too, at rockysautos.com. Make sure you stick an S in there. RockiesAutos.com. That's Rockies Autos' best bang for your auto buck at 63rd and Federal. Oh, and mention my name, too. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
I'm David Harper with Money Matters Network. Join us every Sunday morning from 11:30 to noon on AM 760 for Money Matters Network. Learn how you can make Zero your hero. Call us at 800-456-0761.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
We continue to move forward.
Ed Schultz.
And they want to talk about lipstick.
You can put lipstick on a pig. It's still a pig.
Quickly, the McCain camp said, well, hey, you're talking about Sarah.
John McCain has used that term before.
You know, if you were John McCain, wouldn't you want Americans to be talking about lipstick if you were dealing with a $400 billion budget deficit?
The Ed Schultz Show. Mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Like this song. It's 7:22 in the morning. I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning. We're going to get some tips for interest rates, all these crazy things that are happening in the market. I want to know how it hits us on a down-home level. What does this mean to us? Because let me tell you something. We're all going to be looking for other ways to invest, other ways to protect our retirement money in the future, maybe to spread out. Because investing in the stock market, I don't know right now, you know. But we'll talk to – but it could be safe, too. I mean, there could be bargains. As Michael Spear told us yesterday, I don't know. I want to look for help and solutions as well as, oh, my God, doom and gloom, because it's pretty scary out there. And let me tell you something. Pat your children on the head. Kiss them goodnight. They're going to carry the load this time for the bad debt from the mortgage meltdown. Thank you so much. It's not all the regulators' fault, John McCain. It's also the greedy jerks who are busy shoveling more money into their pockets and their huge and giant bonuses. You know, as long as they're going to limit short selling, maybe they should say to, you know, you don't get bonuses until you have a proven track record of 5 years. If I were on the board of directors of any company, I'd say, you know what, no bonuses, no golden parachutes for you until you have a proven track record. Thanks so much. Art in Aurora, thank you for joining us on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, you know, your radio station, you guys, John, Jay, and Aaron, and you, everybody there, you guys are like gold, you know, liquid gold over the airwaves.
Well, thank you.
I'm from Indiana originally, and back there, you know, I was surprised. When I came out here, they don't really have progressive radio stations. It's so blanket red out there, you don't hear the kind of talk that you guys have. And I know Jay has a Facebook account. And what I noticed about the Facebook account is that up in the upper right-hand corner, you can edit, you know, what you're doing today. Like, you know, you're, you know, having breakfast or, and what I did, because I know my family lives out there in Indiana and they don't have progressive radio.
Yeah.
What I did was get the word out was I typed in there, I'm listening to AM760.net, listening to Aaron, Jay, and because that's the only way, you know, I never even knew that there was any kind of radio station like you guys out here.
Well, I'm working on getting a Facebook account, but last time I tried, there was such an inundation, and I want to figure out ways to protect my privacy, because the problem is you can also have, you know, you can be hacked like Sarah Palin was. And I have, you know, while most people are absolutely benevolent and dandy, you know, I also want to protect my privacy. And also I have four email accounts, and it seemed overwhelming. But my brother's been working on me and my niece, and John says he has one and it's not so bad. So I'll probably be doing it sometime soon. Because I have a website, by the way, AaronHartShow.com. But I think Facebook is the way everybody's going these days, so
right.
I have to join the party.
I just put it on there because it's on the face page, and everybody can see AM760.net out there in the right-hand corner where I put mine. And, you know, you can always have a fake account, you know.
That's
Here's the other thing I wanted to mention.
That's true. You know, I'll figure it out, I promise. Go ahead.
Since we, you know, we're a swing state here.
Yeah.
You know, UPS actually tracks boxes. Why can't we? I'd like to track our votes. I'd like to be able to see where my vote is going and where, and if it's been counted right. I would like to have like a...
As long as only you would know, see, because you don't want necessarily the state knowing how you voted, because what if the right-wing Republicans figured out how you voted and came to your house? You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be, you know, yes, I am. They're creepy. They went, look at what they did in Florida when they tried to, those little thugs who went down and tried to intimidate people in Miami. It's gross what they're doing. And, you know, you should see what's been, some of the nasty tactics that have been used. I'm going to talk about a little later in the show. It's frightening to me. So,
what are we going to do if it comes down to, like, you know, a couple hundred thousand like you said before, and, you know, everybody wants to recount and, because I really
don't. We went through that up here on a state level for governor, and we're probably going to go through it again because Dino Rossi's running against, it's a rematch between him and Christine Gregoire. She won on the third recount of votes by 125 votes, I think it was. So it can get, I'll tell you what it is, it's ugly, nasty, protracted, long, and drawn out. So, but here's what I do think and believe, and I hope I'm correct, is Barack Obama has this team of smart lawyers, and so does the DNC. They, you know, hopefully being fooled twice and having Ohio go down the way it did last time under a Republican Secretary of State, evil man that he may be, you know, it is just, I just hope we're protected. I hope we're protected, and I hope that we all look. I'm going to volunteer probably and work the polls. We all need to be monitors and work the polls. Vote on mail by mail. Thank you very much, Art, for your call. Make sure that, you know, we keep a stub on our votes up here, and I think there may be a way of double checking whether that particular vote got counted and maybe not how you voted. I'm not sure. But make sure that you vote and that you hand carry your ballot wherever it needs to go, the mailbox or whatever, because you do not want to leave anything to chance or to Republican operatives who tried to mislead us today with the wrong date. I mean, they will stoop. They won't stoop low. They're lower than snake's bellies. They just don't give a damn. They will try to keep us from voting any way they can. You know, whereas turnout, 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 if we go out in overwhelming numbers, they won't be able to cheat, I think, is what I'm hoping. It's 303-713-7600. Nick in Denver. Welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning. I'm sorry, Mike. Mike, I wrote you down as Nick, and I don't know why.
No.
Forgive me.
Oh,
that was
thank
my
you.
Bad.
That's okay. Yeah. Oh, how are you? I enjoy your show every morning.
Thank you.
Yes, I just called to explain some experience I've just gotten this few days. I have been voting for many, many years, but I received a letter from the Secretary of State that I need to get my ID, my passport, in order to be able to qualify to vote in November. So that was very strange to me. And when I called them, what's the problem? They
You're a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And then the Secretary's office told me that my driver license has three different numbers. And it never happened. I told her, I said, what the hell is going on? What is going on? I've been voting all these years. I never had this problem. After a few seconds, I said, hold on a minute. After that, they came back. They said, oh, everything is being straight now. So I just want to tell folks out there, please be careful. Just go there and find out that your paper is not being screwed up before November 4th because they sure will screw you up. You will not be able to vote. So that's the experience I have. So please.
Oh, my goodness. That. And do you think you were targeted? Like, can you tell where that information came from? Did it come from the McCain campaign, do you think?
It came from Secretary of State office, I'm telling you right now.
So it was the government here in Colorado.
Exactly. So I ask everybody, please, please check your voter registration. They're going to screw you up. You go there, they will say you can't vote because you didn't do this. So please, I beg everybody out there, check.
And check where things come from, too, because the Republicans are using some forms and such that look like they come from an official agency, and they don't necessarily. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for sharing that story, Mike. I really appreciate it. Thank you for the warning.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, me too. Everybody's vote should count. Everybody, even ones that are against me, you know, but it's fine. But don't let your vote, do not be disenfranchised. Ken in Denver, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Aaron.
Good morning.
Yeah, I've been listening to that voting thing right there and everything like that. This is another thing that they're doing. They're telling students that if you have college loans and you haven't paid it, then all of a sudden, then you're not eligible to vote. That's another trick that they've got.
There's a whole bunch of tricks out there. Yeah, no, the trick in Virginia has been, they've been writing students that say that they're in jeopardy if they register to vote, like at their university and vote in Virginia, that their parents will lose them as a tax deduction and they won't be, which is untrue.
Yeah, I know it is. But they did it down when I was down in Georgia, where they told people that if you didn't pay your utility bill or your rent or something else like that, you didn't. The only way you cannot vote here in the state of Colorado is if you are incarcerated. That means that you are in jail or in prison. And if you are on parole. If you had a felony
conviction. Because just misdemeanors doesn't necessarily disenfranchise you at all.
Even if you had a felony, whatever else, that does not bar you. If you're on probation, you can vote. If you haven't paid
your student loans, No. Okay.
That is not Colorado state law. Colorado state law specifically says only two things that can bar you to vote here in the state of Colorado. And that is if you are incarcerated or you are on parole. That is the only way that you can be excluded to vote.
You can vote if you're homeless. People forget.
Yes,
please,
you can.
Just make sure that you register to vote. Make sure that you check BarackObama.com.
Exactly.
Make sure you go to the Colorado Secretary of State. Go wherever you need
you
to go.
You can
go
down to the Wellington Web Building and do it. You can even go right here in my neighborhood, right here in the City Park, right here, and Diana Getz, the Getz. You can go ahead and find out that right there and then and there. They also said that if you didn't vote in the last primary, because we, you know, we had caucuses, then we had a primary vote, that if you didn't vote in the primary, that you're not registered to vote. That's untrue.
That's untrue, but they're
and
that's untrue. If you're registered to vote, believe you me, you're registered to vote. But double check, you know, if you're concerned that it may have changed since the primary, double check.
Yeah.
But don't assume that if somebody tells you you can't vote because you voted in the primaries, wrong. You do not have to register to vote every time you vote.
Yep.
Unless you move, and then you may have to change your, you know, you have to change your information. And by the way, that's another tip. If you've moved recently, make sure that they know at the Electoral Commission where you've moved to and re-register to vote in your new abode.
And also to our listeners down in Colorado Springs and all the other bases at Peterson Air Force Base, Buckley, NORAD, the Air Force Academy, whatever else. Just have your parents and then just go ahead on right there and the spouses of them check on and make sure that your husband is registered to vote and make sure they get that information. Because I'll tell you one story, and this is a true one. When I was inside right there, and I was stationed at Arlington Air Force Base and serving under the third president that I served under while I was in the service, that was Ronald Reagan. He sent out a TDY message to our base telling us how to vote after he supposedly gave us that dang big pay increase. We got better pay increases, better with President Carter. I lost 30 bucks because in him giving me that, he bumped me up to the next frack bracket. And there, when you're raising two daughters and a son, and you got one right there and they need diapers, $30 is a lot of money on military pay.
That is, and that's unconscionable that they did that. Thank you so
much. And it's illegal, too.
Yes, it is illegal. Thank you so much for your call, Ken. I appreciate it. Bo and Conifer, we didn't quite get to you, but hang in. We'll get to you first after our quick interview coming up. 7:34 it is. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on Colorado's Progressive Talk on AM 760. And here's John Turk with Colorado's Progressive Traffic.
Speeds in the teens and 20s heading into downtown on southbound 25 after 38th. It's also happening on eastbound 270 approaching Vasquez. Stop and go there. Elsewhere, we're in pretty decent shape. Eastbound 6th Avenue a little full from Sheridan down to Federal, but speed still above normal for this time of the morning. Eastbound jams on 70, the Turnpike, and on C-470 in the south end coming into the city. Two crashes out there to avoid, Mississippi University and another just east of Chambers. On Hamden, your forecast, partly cloudy, seasonal, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s, currently 53 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At Fantastic Sam's, a guy can get more. Why not get rid of that gray while you're at Fantastic Sam's getting your next...
Disaster victims need your help today. Throughout the United States, disasters are destroying homes and devastating lives. Disasters like the recent hurricanes. You can help victims of disasters by supporting the American Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund. This fund enables the Red Cross to provide shelter, food, counseling, and other assistance to victims of disaster. To find out how you can help, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org.
I'm where my extensive knowledge of pop culture can no longer be considered worthless.
Want to win a new iPod Nano? Play State Farm Celebrity Trivia at iHeartMusic.com. Keyword State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Find it now on AM760.net. If you're a business who'd like to get involved, call 303-713-8595. That's 303-713-8595.
The country is on the verge of great change, a change we can believe in. How will you create change at the same time? Hi, my name is Bill Sumner, and I'm thrilled to be on AM760 Progressive Talk. I have a show each Saturday morning from 8 to 9, The Inevitable Radio Show. We talk about how most people are challenged by their lives, how they want to change for the better. Yet many can only do this by harder, faster, better. And that's a lot of work for little incremental change. What we discuss is better tools for change, both personal and professional. The mechanics of how your life can be easier, better, and greater is not as hard as you might think. Call and listen. Call with your challenges. I'm a master's in social work and a neuro practitioner. I can make a difference for you. Go to williamsumner.net. That's William Sumner, S-U-M-N-E-R.net. And be sure to join me on Saturday mornings from 8 to 9, The Inevitable Radio Show, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Be the change you wish to see. WilliamSumner.net.
If you're a man over 60 who feels like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year and are interested in improving your health, call the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Science Center to learn about a new study. They're recruiting healthy men 60 years and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health and function. As men age, their body produces less testosterone. This can lead to decreased energy levels, reduced sex drive, the loss of vital muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory tests, physical examinations, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call today, 720-848-6399.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I also scheduled an interview this morning with Matt McGregor, Vice President of Lakeview Mortgage. He also does work in Colorado, even though he's based principally up here in Seattle. And I thought we'd talk to you, Matt McGregor, and good morning and welcome. It's very early for us. I appreciate you coming in to talk this morning.
No problem. I've got a little bit of a cold, so bear with me.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, never mind. I don't want to invite a cold, but it deepens your voice a little, so it's good.
Good.
Anyway, Matt McGregor has worked with, just so you know, with family and friends of mine, both in Colorado, and has helped me out here find a good mortgage for me. And I'm thinking in all this deluge of bad news, a lot of people say, oh, my gosh, I can't, you know, refinance. I can't do anything right now. And what I like is you use a marketing firm when you send out your little brochures, and I actually read them, Matt. They're actually pretty good.
Well, so, I'm glad to hear somebody does.
Well, I actually do, and maybe I'm a sucker for this kind of stuff, but I like the whole theme of today's show is in the middle of all these storms, let's figure out some way that we can help each other out. And in some of your, with your wisdom, I mean, I'm sure in the heyday of mortgages, everybody was refinancing and it was heady. How has this been on your business, and what tips would you give your consumers, your clients, people that are thinking about maybe buying their first home, or, you know, what rule of thumb should we use now in this new paradigm of getting houses and selling them and all sorts of things?
Well, I think you've got a good, you know, point. It's first of all, thanks for reading the flyers. We try to put a little bit of current market info into those.
Well, you do like your helpful hints how to avoid foreclosure. I read it, made my hair stand up, but I was glad to know.
Right, and we've never had to actually send out things that we would consider to be avoiding foreclosure until this market. And not to say that we've had clients that have headed down that path, but you know, you do read around the country how people have leveraged themselves into all of these 100% or more loans, and then the value slides, and they'd have to write a huge check to get out of it after agents and commissions and excise. So they walk away, even strong borrowers, because of the timing and because of the costs. So to avoid that, with all these recent banks taking such write-downs and losses, they have started changing guidelines dramatically. You know, month to month, week to week, Fannie Mae comes out with different restrictions. So what we've been doing is to try and, I guess, kind of, you know, ease the fears that some people have. Seattle is, as you know as well, is a pretty strong market still. We've seen a little bit of a decrease in sales and house values slightly. But right now, as of yesterday, actually, as an example, we hit a new low with the bond market, rivaling that of June of 2003, where that spurred off the last refi boom because rates were, you know, at 5%.
So low, right.
Right, and we're not seeing those rates. We're still, you know, teetering around just under 6% right now, where in theory it would be very, you know, similar due to that. But the banks can't, they basically can't sustain those rates because their cost to borrow these funds, and also with this, you know, tumultuous market, we're not seeing those big dips. So a lot of times people are calling me this week where it's up and down, and they're wondering, you know, is now a time to refinance again? And it certainly is a good opportunity. But you hit a few points that are great. You know, there are things to consider that are different now. And one of those is being, I would say to the average person looking to purchase or refinance, is that You know, down payment now has become more obviously a big key. You know, putting some scratch in the game or contributing to your own equity is a very big point to these banks right now because they have lost so much, especially when the values change. So FHA deals are still available with you know, 3% down and minimal down programs, but then you're going to have to kind of the three big items that we usually consider are down payment, you know, credit, and then your income, you know, income and assets. And if you can kind of get, you know, two out of the three, you're still pretty safe. In the old days, you know, you just had to have a job and a heartbeat, and you could get a loan, you know. So
right.
So really, it didn't matter if you could even nail one of those three. But I think that right now the biggest concern for people is, you know, how much down payment do I have? Can I carry the loan with my legitimate income and how do I qualify like that? So what we say is the credit score minimum requirements have also crept up from a risk standpoint. So knowing your credit, knowing what's on there, knowing if there's a little parking ticket that has gone to collections that you don't know about, those are things that will drag down your credit. And I have a lot more clients being surprised these days with their credit scores, and then it has a very big impact on your rate and or your qualifying for a loan. So knowing your credit scores and going to Equifax or TransUnion or Experian or any of these three big bureaus will allow you to reference their sites, and you also hear about these other free ones. So we're talking.
What about annualcreditreport.com? Can you get it from there?
Or you know, just there's probably a lot of sites. We use a source that actually, you know, combines all three and,
gotcha,
you know, collects that stuff for us. So, and, you know, obviously ourselves or any mortgage company can and will do that, you know, for you as well. So knowing your credit and maintaining a good credit scores in the 700s, you know, keeping, you know, your revolving debts to a good middle of the line, you know, balance or midway point on your balances is great. And then also looking into how much down payment, because the more you can put down, obviously the better the rates, the less risk, all of these things that lenders consider. Mortgage insurance has been something in the past where if you don't have the 20% down minimum, then you're on the hook for paying this until your property appreciates. That is something that still exists. However, they're not doing that on investment properties anymore. So investment properties, and I'm going to throw out a blanket statement here, but you really need to plan on having probably 25% down if you're going to buy an investment property legitimately and get it financed conventionally. And conventionally meaning, you know, the loan is going to Fannie or Freddie, and you're going to have the best rates and most options with lenders. So that's something in the past where even 2 months ago we were still doing 10% down. You just pay a lot in the rate and the MI for investment properties. But now, probably at the end of September, almost every lender that we're familiar with is going to require 20%. And if you don't get to 25, you're going to have a humongous add to your rate.
To your interest rate.
Yeah, so they're incentivizing. They're basically saying you can do 20% down still, but you're going to pay a lot for it. If you can come up with 25, even 5% more, 75 is kind of the magic number for investment properties. So if you can have 25% down, you're good to go, and you'll still have a pretty competitive rates and so forth. And that's a big challenge. The other issue with investment properties, since we're on it, is that they've also changed it now where you can only finance you can own four properties. So if this makes your fifth purchase for a property, they're not going to back a loan to basically go over four properties on an investment. So,
wow.
Yeah, so it's going to be
that
very limiting
new
to see how it pans out. And there's going to be...
What if you paid off some of them? What if you've already paid
Well, that's
paid
a good
off?
Question. It's not the loan technically now. It's or loans. It's how many properties you own. So even if you have a first and a second on a couple of rental properties and you have six mortgages technically, if you only have, you know, three properties with two loans on each, you're still okay. You can go to a fourth property. But it's by the property, so it's going to be very limiting to these, you know, these land baron type of wannabes or people who want to acquire a lot of rental properties or pick up some houses while the market's soft right now. I mean, it is a good time if you're sitting on the sideline and you have cash and good credit and the job and all the basics.
Sure.
So that's, we're finding that to be very limiting, and the last of the lenders that we use are really switching over to that as well by the end of September. So big changes are coming down the pipe for that. And then the last kind of, you know, criteria, we call it, is really the income and the assets and the debts and such, because that's what's really going to make the ratios, you know, your income that you have versus your debts, which is all of your liabilities and, you know, ongoing revolving, you know, credit and mortgages and loans. So that requirement is also softened where, you know, you need to have a lower ratio. So in other words, you need to make more money or minimize debts so that you're kind of at this, you know, 50% or less, 45% or less ratio, which in the old days we could get it approved, you know, in the 60s if your loan size was under 417 or the conforming size. Nowadays, they're all lowering their ratios requirements, so it's making it tougher for you to qualify. And oftentimes people who only put down, let's say, 5% then, they can still do that, but they don't qualify because the ratios are too high because they have mortgage insurance. They have a little steeper rate. You know, they have a little. So it's a, they've covered their boards where underwriters have basically all the pieces in place to jam up a loan if, you know, any of these other areas fall short, because they all kind of tie together to the same big picture. But I want to make it, I don't want to make it sound like it's doom and gloom. This rates are still outstanding. They're still very good. There's still programs for, you know, pretty much minimal or nothing down. If you want to go that way, I'd still suggest,
trying to avoid that if possible.
Yeah, I mean, 10% seems to be a nice number. If you can do 20, obviously you're set because you're going to get the best pricing. But, you know, and there's that conforming jumbo niche of the up to 417 loan to 567. And that's sticking around where it was more of the stimulus to kind of ride it out for 08. It's looking like it's going to continue for into the next year, which is nice because those rates are almost the same as the conforming amount. So the jumbos are still very expensive when you get over 567. And most people are still doing ARMs just because they're a lot less expensive than 30-year fixed. But
you got to watch those.
Yeah, and the good news is that the market is strong. There is still sales going on. People are finally starting to buy. Maybe it's fall, and it's a typical cycle. But despite the market, a lot of people are using this time to upgrade.
Go ahead. No, I need to jump to a break. But thank you so much for your advice and your Matt McGregor, Vice President of Lakeview Mortgage. Do you have a website, address you want to give out, or no?
You know, if anyone has questions, it's just Matt, M-A-T-T, at lakeview-mortgage.com, and we do have an office in Denver.
They do have an office in Denver, so you can reach Matt.
You can email me here or there or anywhere.
Oh, excellent. So Matt at lakeview-mortgage.com. Thank you so much for taking your time out early in the morning. You know, I'm sorry we have to cut you a little short because you're giving us such great advice. But
that's okay. I could keep going. So thank you.
I know. I can tell. I'm really glad. That's one reason why I like you. You tell the straight skinny both from all sides. Thank you so much, Matt McGregor. I appreciate it. Vice President of Lakeview Mortgage. It's 7:50 in the morning. I'm Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin on Colorado's Progressive Talk. Time for Traffic with John Turk. And it's Traffic with John Turk.
Sorry, Aaron, I was saying goodbye to Mr.
McGregor.
I know you were.
That's why I jumped right back in.
I'm going to do traffic for you, Aaron. A new rollover crash westbound I-70 at Floyd Hill. It's causing some pretty lengthy delays. It's blocking the right side of the highway there. So if you're headed to the high country for the weekend, expect some delays around Beaverbrook, rather. In Denver, we're accident-free on the highways and even on the surface streets. Just going to be a little sluggish for you getting into the heart of the city on southbound 25. 225-70 in the turnpike, also looking pretty decent right now. Your forecast, partly cloudy, seasonal with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Currently, 55 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Your future arrives September 25th. The E3 Job Fair is where you can connect with over 120 great employers and
You know that diamond ring you promised yourself you'd get her one day? Well, you can keep that promise beautifully right now at Jared the Galleria of Jewelry. With five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores, you can find an anniversary ring in 14 or 18 karat gold or platinum. A ring that can feature ideal cut and colorless diamonds. Or an absolutely stunning diamond eternity ring with diamonds all around, starting at under $700.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared.com to find the location most convenient for you.
Epicenter of political change.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You are absolutely right. This is the epicenter.
AM760.net.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free.
Call 1-800-210-0274 today. That's 1-800-210-0274. This is a limited time offer. Call 1-800-210-0274 now.
Hi, it's Friday, and it's time to check in with Michael Spear, Executive Vice President of Presidential Brokerage. He's going to give us some hope. With all, those markets are rallying overseas on the news, end of short selling and propping up some of those bad assets. What's going to go on for us, Michael, on a consumer level?
Well,
welcome.
Thank you. It's good to talk to you, and I hope you have a great weekend coming up.
You too, my friend.
The markets are very excited this morning. The Dow is up 410 points.
Wow!
Yeah, the Dow is at 11,429. That's 3.75% move in one day after being up about that yesterday. That only puts us to even on the week, but we got crushed, just crushed at the beginning of the week, as you know, and now it's come back with a vengeance, so we're really about even for the week after all has been said and done. The Dow up 410, the NASDAQ Composite up 78, which is 3.5%, the S&P 500 up 48 points, which is 4%, and the Russell 2000 Index of small cap stocks up 33 points, that's 4.5%, so a very good day on the markets. It's receiving very well the restriction put on short selling, as you know. Also, Hank Paulson is due to speak, the Treasury Secretary is due to speak in about 5 minutes to talk about the guarantee, government announcing that it's going to guarantee some $4 trillion in money market funds, which in my opinion are safe anyway, but nonetheless, just shoring it all up, and the market likes it. So,
good. Well, so a good time to maybe shop around and look for some options at Presidential Brokerage, 303-749-2770. Anything standing out for you today? Any specific area?
Well, I'll tell you, the financials, which have just been hammered, pounded, are staging a big comeback today. And I don't think it's a good idea myself personally to dump everything back in the market all at once.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you've been out and you wanted to put a little bit to work on this news, I expect continued volatility, but so many people have thought that we may have put in a bottom here. It might be okay to tiptoe a little bit back in, depending on your circumstances.
Well, thanks for help with tiptoeing, walking, and everything else. Michael Spear, Executive Vice President of Presidential Brokerage, thanks so much.
Oh, tiptoe through
the tulips. I knew you were going to do that. 303-749-2770. Thank you very much. It's 7:55 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Awesome. It brings to mind an array of rather predictable colors. Red, orange, yellow, and of course, the ubiquitous brown. If ever a season was overdue for a makeover, it's autumn. Nothing too drastic, of course. Perhaps a bamboo pearl or a crystal white were my personal favorites, Neptune blue mica. It is, after all, time for the Lexus Season to Change event, when you'll find special lease rates and 3.9% APR financing on your favorite certified pre-owned Lexus vehicles. From an RX in black forest pearl to an IS in Matador red mica, each is backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty and a customer care experience that is second to none. So why not broaden your spectrum of colors with a certified pre-owned Lexus during the Season to Change event, now through October 31st, only at Stevenson Lexus of Frederick, Stevenson Lexus of Lakewood, and Cooley Lexus. Or visit LexusCPO.com.
Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR. Warranty runs 3 years from the date of purchase or 100,000 total vehicle miles. See a participating Lexus dealer for details about the certified pre-owned program.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said,
Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-600-6621. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-600-6621. 1-800-600-6621.
I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Thank you all for joining us. We had a caller say that the rate for the metro area is $417,000. You know, Matt works both in Denver and Seattle, and I don't know which number he was using. But anyway, he's great, and I'll be posting his information on my website as well at Lakeview Mortgage because I think he's great, and I like him. And we're going to talk about his Christy Harvey coming up. I guess she's found a new article that talks about we're hardwired to be Democrats or Republicans. That explains my brother. Anyway, it's 303-713-7600. He made me promise not to make fun of him on the radio, so I can't. Anyway, it's I'd love to talk to you on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Not that I would anyway. I love him dearly. Obama's warning to get out of long-term economic fallout. Those are some of the things we'll be talking about today. So it's 303-713-7600. In the remaining seconds left to me, I'll just say 303-713-7600. Let's talk Christy Harvey coming up next. And then all of us all the time head on into the 10 o'clock hour. So we'll have open lines for the rest of the show coming right up on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. You need an experienced criminal defense attorney on your side, and I'm here to help. Even if the Bush administration doesn't believe in the Constitution, you and I both know that you do still have rights, but you must act quickly to protect them. Hi, I'm John Buckley, and I want to help you with your legal troubles. At the law office of John Buckley, you will work with me, John Buckley, directly. Don't ignore your troubles and hope things will get better. They won't go away on their own. I offer a free initial consultation, as well as reasonable fees and payment plans. My mission is to see that you receive justice in your case. Don't let a DUI or other criminal charge ruin your life. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800, 303-501-1800, or visit my website now at the letter J, buckleylaw.com. That's the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com. Call me today. Don't try to fight this alone.
Fancast.com and watch shows from NBC, FX, Bravo, and more.
Comcast Digital TV and high-speed internet are an unstoppable team.
You've really got football fever, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Comcast Digital TV and high-speed internet for only $66 per month for 6 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST.
Limited time offer restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. After 6 months, regular charges apply. Call for details.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The rally is on. Wall Street's bulls are on a tear, elated by a series of steps the government is taking to deal with the global credit crisis and restore confidence in the markets and the economy. CBS's Alexis Christophorus says the big move is a deal between the Treasury and Congress that would let the government assume bad mortgage loans, allowing money to flow back into the capital markets so banks can begin lending again.
There was fear that we weren't reaching bottom when it came to this financial crisis, that there was still yet another shoe to drop. And now that the government has rushed in with what looks to be a permanent solution to the financial crisis, stocks finally have a reason to really rally.
But the deal has its critics. Scott Fullman with WJB Capital Group is afraid taxpayers will be left holding the bag.
This is going to wind up in us having to pay higher taxes and for a longer period of time because at some point that money has to be recovered.
Treasury Secretary Paulson may address that concern at a press conference that should begin any minute now, and President Bush will weigh in shortly.
In the Rose Garden in 45 minutes, President Bush will be offering more words of reassurance about the financial markets. He'll cast a spotlight on new steps the administration is taking. To bolster investor confidence, he authorized up to $50 billion in federal guarantees to money market mutual funds and the SEC imposed an emergency ban on the practice of short-selling stocks. Mark Knoller, CBS News, the White House.
On Wall Street now, the Dow Industrials are ahead 363 points. They had been up more than 400. The NASDAQ Composite is up 66. Money and the markets are a hot topic on the campaign trail. John McCain, speaking in Green Bay within the hour, repeated his proposal for tighter regulation of the financial industry.
We don't need a dozen federal agencies doing the job badly. We need the best federal agencies to do the job right.
Barack Obama will spend time today huddling with a team of economic advisors that includes Warren Buffett and former Fed Chairman Paul Volcker. Breaking news from Los Angeles. City officials say a Metro Blue Line train has collided with a bus south of downtown L.A., injuring 15 people. Last Friday, a Metrolink commuter train ran a red light and plowed into a freight train, killing 25. Texas Gulf Coast residents who were forced out of their homes a week ago by Hurricane Ike are spelling frustration with a capital F. CBS's August Skamenka tells us why.
The question, where's FEMA, has become a riddle among evacuees. Outside, signs read,
no FEMA vouchers here. FEMA dropped the ball again.
Evacuee Jerry Harwell, nor was FEMA here to answer questions from police officers.
There's not any here.
And when we found two men with FEMA badges.
We're not here on an official disaster.
No, even though below FEMA their official credentials read Washington, they told me they were volunteers. And we left not finding anyone from FEMA to answer evacuees' questions.
This is CBS News.
Buying a used car can be a roller coaster ride. Are you getting the car you think you're getting? Or are you just being taken for a ride? Listen closely. Honda certified used cars. They're well-maintained late model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. And now you can get low APR financing on all Pilot and Ridgeline certified used Honda models. Honda certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
How to stop hyperventilating over energy bills. Step 1. Take the brown paper bag away from your mouth and proceed to the Home Depot for new air filters. Step 2. Notice the prices of many energy saving items have been reduced throughout the store. Step 3. Change your air filters. Your furnace won't have to work so hard, and you'll save on your energy bill. Step 4. Breathe a long, contented sigh of relief. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. Vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin planning another Colorado visit just 4 days after her first rally in Golden. Palin now scheduled to return Tuesday for a $1,000 plate fundraising luncheon at the Centennial Airport. Palin spoke at the Western Airs Riding Arena last Monday. This morning, she introduced John McCain's economic speech in Wisconsin. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have arrested nearly 60 suspected illegal immigrants.
The arrests came during a five-day sting operation that ended Tuesday in 14 cities across Colorado. Half of those arrested were targeted for failing to leave the country after receiving final deportation orders. The others arrested for either failing to appear for immigration hearings or they were found while officials made the targeted arrests. 20 had criminal convictions, including sexual assault of a child, car theft, and resisting arrest.
That's reporter Joe Chiaro. The man accused of beating a transgendered victim to death in Greeley told his girlfriend that he snapped, telling her gay things need to die. Alan Ray Andrade has been bound over for trial on first-degree murder charges and motor vehicle theft in the death of 18-year-old Angie Zapata. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Helen Gray. Now, here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Downtown, that starts pretty much around I-70, taking you past 20th. We're also looking at delays on the eastbound side of 36 as you're making your way past Sheridan. Both approaches to Vasquez on 270 are slow, especially that eastbound side as you're trying to get across Commerce City. Now, in the mountains, we're looking at delays making your way westbound, that due to a rollover accident on I-70, at Floyd Hill. It's blocking up the right side of the highway, so only that far left lane is squeezing by. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
They turn more heads than a screwdriver at Mile High Harley-Davidson for bikes, clothes, great service, rentals, and the best.
Please text to help disaster victims. Text the word give to the number 24357 and donate $5 to the Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund. That's G-I-V-E to the number 24357.
Proceed to the Home Depot for new air filters. Step 2. Notice the prices of many energy-saving items have been reduced throughout the store. Step 3.
Change your air filters. Your furnace won't have to work so hard, and you'll save on your energy bill. Step 4. Breathe a long, contented sigh of relief. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Lie to again, ladies and gentlemen. Lie to again, lie to again.
So now, are we going to call the White House?
I'll dial.
If you would like to leave a comment for the president, please press 1.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760, Colorado's.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, excuse me, honey. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I guess I'm like Sarah Palin interrupting John McCain. That was the cut of my drift. Back in the studio, they're like horrified. What is she doing? I'm interrupting a girl because Palin's been interrupting McCain all the time. It's like so funny. It's ridiculous. Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress is joining us as she does. MikeCheckRadio.org is her opus magnus, and we're going to talk about, I guess John Turk tells me, Christy Harvey, and welcome and thank you. Good to talk to you again, woman.
Hey, Aaron, I know it's been way too long. How are you?
It has. I'm swell, and you?
Fantastic. Me too. Lots of good stuff today, too. I'm so excited.
It is so, we have so much to talk about, girlfriend. I don't know where we're going to start, but I'm tipped off by John Turk that you have that we're hard. I mean, I know that Sarah Palin's been interrupting John McCain. What is this Palin-McCain ticket? I mean, that girl's getting uppity, too.
Oh, and did you hear that she's been calling him her running mate?
Yes!
Vice President, don't do that.
No.
You are running mate.
Yeah, like, don't you know the etiquette, you barbarian?
Well, I think that she's just, I mean, people are coming to droves to these rallies and then leaving once she's spoken. And so I think it's starting to maybe go to her head a little bit.
Perhaps. Now, a question, and it is mean of me to do this, but what is your favorite nickname for her? Because I have one, but I'm wondering what yours are.
I'm not sure. I really sort of liked the Sassy Barracuda one just because it was so visual.
Some people are calling her Sarah Cuda, too.
Oh, okay, that's my new favorite then.
Well, my favorite is this one, which I can't credit. It's by a guy who's an artist in California. He sent me Mussolini.
Nice.
Now, I know we're supposed to root for women succeeding, and I do, but wouldn't it be highly sexist of us if we said we approved of her policies when we don't?
Well, that's the thing that really gets me the most, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because so many people, I'm in Delaware this week, and Delaware is a fairly red state. There's a lot of conservatives, especially down in the southern part of the state, and everyone is shocked, just shocked, that, you know, I'm a woman, and I'm not voting for the wonderful Sarah Palin, and I keep saying that that just doesn't make any sense, especially that says that I am so stupid that I'm just going to vote for someone because of what they look like and not take into consideration any of their policies. For example, the one that got me, of course, this week was that she made rape victims pay for their own rape kits.
Rape victims pay for their own rape kits, and now is saying, I guess, in her latest incarnation of why Walt Monaghan was fired, was because he had the audacity to want to ask for federal funds from Washington to help out rape and incest victims, which, by the way, the highest rate in the nation for rape and incest is in Alaska.
Right, yes. And domestic abuse. It's also number one in domestic abuse.
Is it? Charming.
So, get this straight, Aaron. Funds for rape victims, incest victims, and domestic abuse, bad. Funds for a tanning bed in your house, good.
But did she use public funds for a tanning bed?
I think they were her own private funds. Public funds to redo her office with red-flocked wallpaper and velvet cushions and things like that.
Red-flocked wallpaper? Now I don't like her for another reason. What terrible taste. Sounds like a bordello. But apparently her bobblehead doll looks like a bordello, too.
No, but I there was a really great, I don't know if you saw it, but last weekend, Gloria Steinem had a really great piece in the L.A. Times.
Wonderful, and I have it to excerpt today. Yeah, but please talk about it, yes.
It was titled Wrong Woman, Wrong Time.
Exactly.
And she took this on directly and said, you know, we can do, as women in the women's movement, more harm than good if we go and support a woman who is unqualified for a job just because she's a woman, because people will then set her up to fail. And she also is bad for the women's movement.
And I liked her line, Palin shares nothing but a chromosome with Hillary Clinton.
Exactly.
And with me, too.
I do think that the more people get to know about Sarah Palin, the more people will start to understand. I hope that even though she is a woman, she doesn't always, she's not always the best choice for women. In fact,
well, and I'm proud of the Republicans. It only took them 24 years, but they finally decided that a woman could be a vice president. I think they deliberately picked one that can't, you know, really run anything. But then again, they seem to be experts at governing terribly. Before we segue into those stories that you highlighted today on MikeCheck.radio.org, I'd love to talk to you a little bit about this study. I'm fascinated. Unfortunately, I have not seen anything specifically about it, but is there a study now out that says we are actually hardwired to be Republicans or Democrats?
There is, and this was done by Rice University down in Texas. And they got a group of people together, and they did this big study, and they first asked you what your political beliefs were. And they figured out, you know, who were Republicans, who were Democrats, who supported the Iraq War, who were more peaceful, et cetera, et cetera. And then they did a battery of stress tests. And it turns out, and they did things like flick cold water on you when you weren't expecting it, or showed you pictures of either a pretty flower or of a spider crawling on someone's face. And they tested your startle response, how deeply you were startled by the images or the water, and how long you were and you know, your gasp reflex, I guess. And people who were easily and deeply startled and people who were more nervous and had a deeper startle reflex were more likely to be Republicans. And they were more likely to be conservative.
Which is why they get scared when they see videos like the Hideous Obsession video that's being sent out in our newspapers.
Oh, yes. Well, but it shows that they're scared by things that don't, that other people are not frightened or startled by, and so they may crave strong order. They may crave, you know, the more conservative values.
Daddies or dominatrixes?
Exactly. Oh, whereas the people who were more liberal, more progressive, or Democrat, they were more relaxed, and they weren't as startled by photographs or loud sounds and things like that. So I just thought that was fascinating.
That is fascinating, and I want to see that article, and I can go to MikeCheckRadio.org and find it soon?
Absolutely. It's on the water cooler page.
Good, good, good. I'm glad to hear it. I haven't updated from early this morning yet. I'm sorry. Now, I was wondering, too, you sent a panoply of articles about, and you have them on the website, about all the different ways. You know, one of the things I think that's becoming clear with that article, especially that you highlighted for us, that McCain is really more of the same. He's conservative, and the other articles that seem to be appearing this week is one of the problems, and David Brooks has even written rather remarkably on it, that being a Republican apparently means you don't know how to govern. And, I mean, some of the you sent us the story about FEMA being as cold as ice, and that, you know, that they are actually saying that they can't deliver ice now. I mean, it's just, what?
Yeah, and it's just, this is a bad story. This is one that didn't get much play. There were, you know, people are very focused, of course, on the economy and things right now.
And should be.
But I think it's still important to highlight some of the other stories that are slipping through, not getting as much attention.
Oh, that's part of the reason you're here, Christy. Go ahead.
Exactly. This is what I do. And this one really got me yesterday. And, you know, you remember, Aaron, back during Katrina, FEMA got in trouble when they were trying to deliver ice down to the recovery sites because instead of sending it to Louisiana, they messed up and they accidentally sent it to Maine. Maine needs a lot of ice.
Right.
And then they ended up, they didn't distribute it. They couldn't figure out how to get it where it needed to go. So they stored it in warehouses and kept this ice around for 3 years, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to keep it. And it finally broke in the press. FEMA had egg all over its face. So in the normal world, when that kind of thing happens, you fix the problem. In government world, when that happens, you pass the buck. And so FEMA last year, very quietly, didn't tell anyone, but amended their bylaws, their rules, and said, you know what, from now on, ICE just isn't going to be our problem. We're no longer going to be doing the ICE thing.
Right. Forget how to handle it efficaciously or resolving a problem. Now we just won't do it anymore.
We're just out.
Yeah.
But they didn't really want this to be a big deal in the press, so they didn't tell anybody. and they didn't tell anyone until this April when hurricane season started.
Which, by the way, is when people need ice the most, like, say, from April to September when it's hot.
Exactly. And, well, the other thing is, you know, ice isn't just so that you can make sure that your vodka tonic stays cold enough. I mean, the ice they need is, for example, to keep insulin cold.
I have a nephew with insulin who is a diabetic. This hit home with me hard.
Oh, absolutely. And baby formula also. And perishable foods. You know, the grocery stores, all of their food rots, and you have nothing to eat. So this is very important. So they sort of kind of told people back in April, and the states, especially states in the hurricane belt, started to panic and said, what do we do? And FEMA said, yeah, that's your problem, too. We're not going to tell you how we were
doing
it.
Never mind, you won't have electricity, enough generators to produce it. Never mind that hell doesn't freeze over, apparently, when Republican-run agencies are dumb. So there's no ice for you.
I know. So they just said, this is your fault. So Houston right now, as we know, and Texas in general is... was hit pretty hard by Ike, and Houston is about to run out of ice this week. And they said, you know, we don't have the capability. We don't have the infrastructure to do this. FEMA, help us. And FEMA said, that's not our deal anymore. No. So luckily, and this is very good news, they were able to appeal to Sam's Club. And Sam's Club said, oh, my gosh, we've got some ice. We'll send a couple trucks down. And that is a fantastic news in this instance, this time.
Yeah.
But this is not... You can't just beg from different corporations and hope they come through for you.
No,
there needs
Sandy.
To be
What's that about? You're not supposed to plan? That's your job? You're the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Come on.
It's like they said, we're just now FMA. We're Federal Management Agency. We're taking the emergency out.
No emergencies here. We just don't acknowledge them. They don't exist. Banish it.
Well, it's kind of like when the McCain campaign said the way to fix the uninsured problem is we're not calling them uninsured anymore.
Right.
We're calling them something different.
They're just people who, through efforts of their own, being too stupid to make enough money to afford health insurance, they're insurance-less.
Well, they said everyone has access to an emergency room, so really there's no such thing as the uninsured.
Oh, right, because it costs so much, and it's helping our health care system so much to have people having crippling health care costs for, you know, a broken arm. That's great.
Right.
We're going to go to a break coming up here shortly, Christy Harvey. But I also want to talk when we come back about the $15 billion of contracts that are failed and going strong at the only federal agency that they created during the Bush administration, and it's being run, how surprising, badly. 303-713, I think it was the only agency, but I'm sure you'll correct me if I'm wrong, coming up. Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress coming up. More of her and MikeCheckRadio.org. Don't forget that. 8:19 it is in the morning. I'm Aaron Hart filling in on the J. Marvin Show. It's 303-713-7600. We'll be having open lines after Christy's segment coming up next after we talk to Christy again. More of Christy, which we can always have more of, coming up. 303-713-7600 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Time for traffic with John Turk.
Thank you, Aaron. Got a broken down car blocking the left-hand lane of eastbound 6th Avenue at Sheridan. It's causing some slower speeds back around Wadsworth. Also got a rollover crash on westbound I-70 at Floyd Hill in the High Country. That one blocking the right-hand side of the highway and causing some pretty good delays. Other highways in Denver looking good compared to the rest of the week. Just the usual jams on 25 and on 225 in Aurora. Your forecast today, mostly sunny, increasing clouds with a slight chance for a late isolated shower this afternoon. Tomorrow, more of the same with a high of 82 and on Sunday.
Disaster victims need your help today. Throughout the United States, disasters are destroying homes and devastating lives. Disasters like the recent hurricanes. You can help victims of disasters by supporting the American Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund. This fund enables the Red Cross to provide shelter, food, counseling, and other assistance to victims of disaster. To find out how you can help, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org.
Fall is the best time of year to shop for home improvements in Colorado, and the first show of the season is the annual Rocky Mountain Home Show, Saturday and Sunday, September 20th and 21st, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the National Western Complex off I-70. The show's Go Green directory at RockyMountainHomeShow.com makes it easy to find all the show's environmentally friendly services. Solar energy, synthetic grass, geothermal heating, and more. See the latest options for interiors, flooring, kitchen and bath remodels, and game rooms. And design your own outside entertainment area. Custom decks, hot tubs, outdoor fireplaces, built-in barbecues, and much more. Talk with the design experts at the Home Depot Design Pavilion while the kids build fun stuff at the Home Depot Kids Workshop. Watch Channel 9's Colorado & Company every day this week for a chance to win Home Depot's Outdoor Entertainment Dream Package. The annual Rocky Mountain Home Show, Saturday and Sunday, September 20th and 21st, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the National Western Complex. Sponsored by Home Depot, Channel 9's Colorado & Company, and Colorado Homes and Lifestyles Magazine. Admission $8. Children under 12 free. Get more info at RockyMountainHomeShow.com. That's RockyMountainHomeShow.com.
Yeah, and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal. And don't forget, you can check Rocky's out on the internets, too, at RockyesAutos.com. Make sure you stick an S in there. RockyesAutos.com. That's Rocky's Autos, best bang for your auto buck at 63rd and Federal. Oh, and mention my name, too. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
How to stop hyperventilating over energy bills. Step 1. Take the brown paper bag away from your mouth and proceed to the Home Depot for new air filters. Step 2. Notice the prices of many energy-saving items have been reduced throughout the store. Step 3. Change your air filters. Your furnace won't have to work so hard, and you'll save on your energy bill. Step 4. Breathe a long, contented sigh of relief.
The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
The nation's first student-managed company, Food from the Hood, is celebrating its 15-year anniversary. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Profits are used as scholarships for the hardworking students involved in the Food from the Hood entrepreneurship program. You can find their low-fat, all-natural honey mustard or creamy Italian at major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. What are you waiting for? Send a student to college today. For more information, visit foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000.
The passion.
We are here because we love this country too much.
Hope.
I will end this war in Iraq responsibly.
And change.
Change happens. Change happens because the American people demand it. We will not just win Colorado. We will win this general election. And you and I together, we're going to change this country and we're going to change the world.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Colorado, I can't do it alone.
And AM760.net.
Hi, I'm Ira Hart on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. It's 8:23 in the morning. Good morning. It's 303-713-7600 to talk this morning. We're talking right now to Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress. She is one of the editors of MikeCheckRadio.org, and it's a fabulous, if you don't have it in your... you should put it on your favorites list right away because it's indispensable. Fun articles, some that may slip through the cracks, like the FEMA one that we just talked about. Now, the other one that caught my eye that sort of hit me upside the head besides your wonderful quotes of the day, my personal favorite being Chuck Hagel, what, she's prepared to be vice president of the United States? That's a stretch.
Right.
That she's got experience to be president of the United States, speaking of Sarah Palin. But, you know, this $15 billion of contracts failed in going strong. I read the whole article, actually, and it really is appalling. The Department of Homeland Security has been terrible in terms of doing products that are wasteful. I mean, remember that much-touted $1.5 billion Boeing program to secure our borders with electronic sensors? Shelved, over budget, late, technological problems. Oops.
They had this new report that came out that just really showed. It's so striking to me, Aaron, too, because the Republicans' big mantra is smaller, more efficient government.
And they've done nothing but increase it and do it badly.
Exactly. They've spent so much more money than has been spent in previous administrations, and this Department of Homeland Security is overly large, bloated, and now it has crazy management problems because they have very few people to manage things, and they keep losing people. I think they've had an 80% turnover in their top management positions since it started because people do a year and then go to the private sector, and it's been a huge problem. So there was a hearing this week in Congress about how DHS has $15 billion worth of failed projects. And the one you just mentioned, for example, we paid Boeing $1.5 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars, to have this virtual fence down on the border between the U.S. and Mexico, all these cameras. And A, the cameras didn't work when it rained.
Right.
So and they were outdoors.
So. You know, and you would think Boeing being in rain country, they might know how to develop that technology. Anyway, go ahead.
Exactly. The footage was too grainy to identify anyone, and the footage was on a lag, so if you did see someone illegally crossing, by the time you got there, you know, they were already, you know, midway through Massachusetts and
over the border and working somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that was $1.5 billion, and there was very little oversight from the Department of Homeland Security to basically staunch the program when they first started to see it hemorrhage this money and not work.
Well, and another $10 billion, as you note from that article, U.S. Visit, which tracks entry and exits of U.S. visitors at airports, border crossings behind schedule, not managed well.
It's behind schedule, and there is absolutely no... The first thing you would say when you said, let's make a program to track who's crossing the borders is, let's make sure to have a process if you find someone who shouldn't be crossing to put them on a list or let everyone know. They forgot to do that part. So they're tracking. They're tracking who's coming into the country. But when there's a problem, they just, I don't know, throw it in the air and say, whoops.
Well, I love the understatement of Stigott Amy, a lawyer for Protected Government on Government Oversight, Project on Government Oversight, excuse me, who said DHS, Department of Homeland Security, is definitely not the poster child for good contracting or management.
It's crazy, and it's especially at a time, as you know, you and I have even talked about on this show before, so much is being contracted out.
Yep.
You know, the way that they're handling, the White House has handled the war and the IRS and all of their different programs isn't to fix within, but to say, just give that, pay somebody else to do this instead.
Private sector.
And private sector, the purpose of private sector is to make a profit. That is why it exists.
Right.
And so they are frequently concerned with the bottom line and not with the quality or the effect, especially when they get no-bid contracts like some of these where they don't have to equate the money they get with the product that they put out.
Apparently not.
And then you've got $15 billion. There was $351 million was for the Coast Guard. We had this program called Deep Water, and it was to build these specialized ships, and the ships didn't work, and so they said, okay, just throw them away. Get rid of those.
They're not even recycling? What's wrong with them?
We're done.
You just feel like... Well, you know, here's what I want for our futures, Christy Harvey, and I want good, smart regulations. I want people who know how to run the government back in office. I really do. I'm happy to make less fun of them if they're good at their jobs and there's more efficacy in government, for goodness sakes.
My goodness, no, I think that you're on to something. Government that works.
Well, government that works. Hello, it's a slogan.
Government that works. And that's what Republicans have run on, and I think that's why the Republican brand is in so much trouble, because they keep saying what we need is smaller government, so let's kill all these projects or underfund them or farm them out to other people, and we see what's happened over the past 8 years of letting that happen. And so I think it's time for the grown-ups to come back in and say, how about instead we just make sure people do a good job?
And amen, sister. Amen, sister. Amen. Thank you so much, Christy Harvey. Have a great weekend, and thanks for joining us on the J. Marvin Show. I appreciate you coming aboard when I fill in as well.
Fantastic. Thanks, Erin. Great to talk to you as always.
Thanks. Same here. Christy Harvey, the Center for American Progress. Check out her MikeCheckRadio.org. It's fabulous. Really is. It makes me laugh every time I check it out. And in case you missed it, Fish Love Oil Rigs. That's McCain's new. I heard this on Keith Olbermann too. It's like McCain was actually pushing the oil industry talking point. He said, and I saw fish, and you can see his audience sitting in the background going, what is he talking about? Fish swim around oil drilling rigs out in the ocean. It's great. It's like the fish are there. And somebody said, that's like saying that birds enjoy. That's like taking a picture of birds on a telephone wire and saying, you know, they love hanging out here. It's a resort to them. Just, please, I'd rather they had natural reefs to swim on, John. 8:30 it is in the morning. I'm Erin Hart filling in. Okay, it's just us from now on. We get to talk about everything we've been stored up and wanting to talk about. I've got Gloria Steinem's comments. I've got Eve Ensler's comments on Sarah Palin. I've got your comments on Sarah Palin. Planned Parenthood is taking your donations. We should credit it to the McCain campaign every time Sarah Palin opens her mouth. 303-713-7600. It's 8:30 in the morning on Friday. Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday, September 19th, 2008. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin. Time for Colorado's Progressive Traffic with John Turk.
Thank you, Aaron. Basically, cleared up around town on the freeways anyway. Little sluggish in the usual spots like eastbound 6th Avenue and Lakewood, southbound 225 from Aurora to the Tech Center, and on southbound 25 coming into downtown. Just one crash up in the mountains on westbound I-70 at Beaver Brook. So getting up Flood Hill is going to take you a little extra time. A few surface street crashes to let you know about. Hamden and Ventura, 11th and Peoria, 13th and Logan, and finally 6th and Peoria. Your forecast, mostly sunny, increasing clouds, and a slight chance for a late isolated shower. Tomorrow, more of the same, a high of 82. And on Sunday, a little more seasonal with highs in the mid-70s. Current temperature downtown, 57 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Swing into Elbert's Family Restaurant for all-you-can-eat Friday night fish and shrimp fry and old-fashioned banana wafer pudding. September.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. They'll help you choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes. You'll find the one that is the perfect match for you and create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared.
Do it. The Sustainable Living Online Expo brought to you by Chevrolet is the answer. You'll find local speakers, green businesses, local organizations, forums where you can share your ideas with others, and much more will be added every week. The Sustainable Living Online Expo, or SLO, spelled S-L-O-E. Find it now on am760.net. If you're a business who'd like to get involved, call 303-713-8595. That's 303-713-8595.
CW Labor Relations in Denver wants to remind everyone that friends don't let friends drive drunk. For yourself and others, designate a driver who will stay sober when you drink. Call a cab, walk, or sleep it off at someone's house. But don't drink and drive. Stay alive. This message courtesy of CW Laborations of Denver. They're your premier powder coaters and custom painters, featuring the largest oven in 8 states. Call 303-292-5590. That's CW Laborations. They care about you.
Do you feel like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year? Are you a man over 60 interested in improving your health? If so, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Sciences Center is recruiting healthy men 60 years old and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health. As men age, their body produces less of the male hormone testosterone. This process can lead to low energy levels, decreased sex drive, the loss of muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory screening and physical examination, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call Beth at 720-848-6399.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5000. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart. Thanks to Theron back at the studio and John Turk, both of whom are controlling the show now. Thank you very much for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Barack Obama has released a new statement reiterating his principles, and I will weave those into our conversation today. He says, given the gravity of the situation, he's going to meet with his advisors today, and based on conversations I've had with Secretary Hank Paulson, that would be Henry Paulson, and Chairman Ben Bernanke, I have asked my economic team to refrain from presenting a more detailed blueprint of how an immediate plan might be structured until the Treasury and Federal Reserve have had an opportunity to present their proposal. It is critical at this point that the markets and the public have confidence that their work will be unimpeded by partisan wrangling and that leaders in both parties work in concert to solve the problems at hand. See, what a classy man. What a wonderful man. You know, John McCain's running around blustering, I'm going to fire this guy, and you can't fire the head of the SEC. Okay, John? By the way, he's a fellow right-wing Republican, so you shouldn't be so mean to him, since you probably helped, support him when he was in Congress. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. It's just us for the rest of the show. I don't know about you, but I'm bursting at the seams to hear what you have to say and also contribute more of my own information as we weave through the rest of the show this morning. Kat in Longmont, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. It's a long time since I've talked to you.
Yes, but I remember you.
It's been a good week.
Yes, it has been a fun week, hasn't it?
It has been a really good week. It's been really interesting on a couple of levels.
Last night,
very often I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't sleep, so I turn on Air America, and luckily down here in the Denver metro area, they'll replay Tom Hartman's show late at night. And yesterday Hartman had as his guest a state senator from Alaska, who is also, I believe he said, a member of the Justice Committee. And I may be wrong on that, but he is on a Justice Committee, either for the state of Alaska or for the federal government. But here's the big twist was all of those subpoenas that went out for Troopergate, well, the state attorney of Alaska has told all of those witnesses that they don't have to appear. Now, does this sound a little familiar? I mean, does Karl Rove come to mind, and does Josh Bolten come to mind? You know, you don't have to appear. You don't have to recognize a subpoena. And that, I can't think of the guy's name, someone who was working for the federal government and is now apparently working for the McCain campaign.
Oh, Callahan.
Callahan.
He's a big, mucky lawyer. See, Republicans don't like lawyers until they need him to screw with the Democratic process.
Exactly. And this guy is conducting daily press conferences, slamming anyone who wants to see the investigation of Troopergate continue.
She's even reversing what she herself asked for, which was an investigation by her own board, her own oversight board, which she controls. He's even trying to act like that was a travesty, and she asked for it.
And from what I've heard, that board was 10 Republicans and 14 Democrats, by the way. And reporters
I think it was Republican-dominated, actually, so I think it was flipped. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, reporters up there are coming out and saying that they are being threatened with their jobs now because they are coming out with pieces that are not favorable to Ms. Palin.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Michael Isikoff has got a column on Newsweek magazine. He's been also on the Rachel Maddow show talking about this. And Mr., Chief Dude, or whatever she calls him.
Chief Dude, yeah.
Chief Dude, who should be home with the kids, as far as I'm concerned.
Somebody needs to be.
Do you remember when George Collin did a routine on people, boys named Todd? I never trust guys named Todd.
Oh, Todd. Yeah. All right. Somebody needs to be home with those kids, because she's clearly not.
Hello.
But I do have one question for you. I need to ask your advice. I sent you an email earlier this week about a site called Truth Fights Back, and this is a website where you can report smears. And there's one hilarious one in there on Bob Schaefer, by the way, on one of his smears against Mark Udall. When they finally picked it apart, their final analysis was, well, the only things that aren't lies in this ad are the commas and the periods. It's really funny. But what my boss yesterday, she lives in Greeley. She's the principal of the school where I teach. And she said she received in the mail a disgusting anti-Obama smear in the mail. And there's, you know, no return address. She has no idea who sent it.
Oh, gross.
And she wants to know, yeah, and I haven't seen it yet.
What is it like? Did she describe it?
She just said it was just gross.
Wow.
That was
okay.
Her word. And she's going to bring it in today so I can see it. My question is, where do we report this thing? Do we send it to the Attorney General? Or do we send it to Obama's people? They're probably.
I would send it to Obama's people. I would definitely send it to Obama's people. I'm sure there is some kind of abuse in Truth in Advertising, some sort of thing that controls it, but I'm not sure exactly what that would be. Factcheck.org is a good place to see some stuff, too, because they're monitoring a lot of the lies in this campaign. And you know what, Kat? I'm a little concerned because I did not get that email, and I'm really good at responding to email.
Well, no, I send it to the Aaron@AaronHartShow.com.
That's what worries me.
Okay.
Yeah, send it again, would you? Because
yes.
And if you haven't gotten it,
And for the listeners, it's called TruthFightsBack.com.
TruthFightsBack.com.
Yeah,
great.
And you can report any smear. They're covering anything from local state elections to the presidential campaign, and you can report any smear, any lie. And what they do is that they gather the names of the news agencies that are running those, and you can send them an email saying, stop, you know, airing these lies. Now, in truth, I don't expect our local TV channels down here to be the vetters of this stuff, but I do think that if television stations got enough letters from angry people saying, stop airing this ad, it is such a blatant lie. I mean, even, you know, national news organizations are calling this ad a lie. I think if enough people wrote to the TV stations, they would grow a pair, and they would stand up and say, look, something has to change. You know, our job is to air these things. We have to air them equally. It's not our job to vet the veracity of these things, but somebody has to. I mean, something has got to change with these campaigns because it's quite frankly what drives a lot of the voters away.
Absolutely. I agree with you completely, Kat. Thank you. And everybody send me an email who wants to at Erin@ERINHARTshow.com. I want to make sure it works. I just sent myself one. But I want to make sure it's actually being forwarded to my other email account so that I can get it easily and quickly. Thank you so much. Thanks, Kat. I really appreciate it. And I will put you on the mailing list if you don't mind so you can know when I'm next appearing. So thank you so much. It's AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Chaplain Mary Murphy joins us now from Lakewood. Good morning, Chaplain. Nice to meet you.
Oh, thank you. This is so important that you brought up about this privatizing without getting the disabled veterans company's preference. We have a public law that they're supposed to give 3% of every, you know, to the disabled veterans firms, and they're not complying with that, Aaron.
What?
Yes. Oh, thank
now,
you for
bringing
this up.
Now, run this by me again. How does the disabled veterans get 3%?
Because we have an executive order from the president. We also have a public law that was passed. And if we're the low bidder, we get preference over any other contractor for 3% of all the contracts. And that's never been enforced, Erin.
Well, that's awful. I wasn't aware that there was a law like that.
Oh, yes. Please help us because, you know, one of the things we're doing, we're the first group to get the disabled veterans who are incarcerated who had a disability before they committed their felony, Erin. And we're training them to be business owners upon release. Won't that be wonderful?
Absolutely.
Because most of them have traumatic brain injuries, PTSD, that has not been treated by the Department of Defense.
I know, or by the Veterans Administration, because they're so stretched for dollars and everything else, and they've been mismanaged, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chaplain. I appreciate it. You know, by the way, I did just try Erin@AaronHartShow.com, and it worked for me. That's Erin@AaronHartShow.com. So just to let you know, it did work for me, but I also want to make sure it works for you. So just let me know, and thank you so much, because I want to make sure that it works. So you try it, too. Just somebody send me a test email, if you don't mind, at Erin@AaronHartShow.com so that I can make sure it works. Now, it's 303-713-7600. I've got lots of stuff to talk to you about. It's just us for the rest of the show. So exciting. Laverne in Denver, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am swell. You, Laverne?
I'm doing fine. I want to ask a question, and then I have something to say. I want to ask you a question. Do you think in any way that Obama will lose because of his race?
Oh, boy. I think there are people who are still racist in this country. I read an article that disturbed me a lot, and it's on my list of things to remind everybody about. This week, a reporter went to some swing districts in Pennsylvania, and one of the people that they spoke to said, it's not the Black House. You know, voted, sitting next to him, even Republicans who were planning to vote for McCain and tried to, you know, say, oh, that's terrible. Don't say things like that. Do I think there's still racism in America, Laverne? Do I think people, once they get into a voting booth or sit at their kitchen tables to vote by mail, will go, I don't know whether we're ready for this? I certainly hope we're more grown up than that. My hope is that young people, people like you and I who aren't afraid of having an African-American man in the White House, that we turn out to vote in such record numbers that we overwhelm the racist jerk vote. You know, racist jerks like David Duke have been defeated in the past, even in the South. So I am certainly hopeful for America that that will happen.
Uh-huh.
But I also think that we cannot discount that there are people who are afraid.
Exactly.
And that they live their lives based on fear.
Exactly.
You know, we're all afraid of something, but you just got to walk through it and do what you got to do. And
I'm
taking that advice myself on various areas.
I just feel that, you know, to go against him because of his race,
yeah,
instead of looking at him as a man. And because, you know, look at this mess we got in the White House. He's a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he has just gave up his country. I mean, he has lied to the people. He's still getting those guys killed out there. And for what? You know, they're getting killed because
Not even for about oil anymore, because apparently Iraq is making deals with the Chinese government to give them oil.
Exactly.
So, and before us. So, you know, if their idea was to get us a lot of oil, It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense at all, because it apparently isn't going to work, because they're going to shop for the best deal they can get, and they probably don't want to give us a lot of their business
exactly.
these days.
And then I wanted to ask you, and then I'll get off.
Sure.
I wanted to ask you, did you see The View yesterday where they had Obama on a box of waffles, and they had a turban on his head?
Yeah, I read that. I read that earlier this week.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, no, I do. It's like... Yes, I do remember that they did that. I saw that earlier this week, and I've been meaning to mention it, Laverne, so I'm really glad you did.
Yeah.
And reminded me. Yes, there is something circulating around with a picture of Barack Obama with a turban on his head looking like he's selling waffles, and it's going to get uglier before it gets better. Let's just, you know, make sure that we understand that this is really bad, that you cannot have this. You need to understand that this is, it just makes me crazy. It makes me sick to my stomach.
Well, I mean,
it is the way it works.
It looked bad for him because you noticed that none of the black votes are swinging to McCain anyway. He hasn't reached out to any minority. You know.
Well, did you see the convention? I've never seen such a sea of...
Yeah, did you hear when he went to Detroit?
Yeah.
And
in the GM factory, and they all started chanting Obama?
Yeah.
That made me laugh. His face was a study, wasn't it? It was a caution. His face was like looking like, oh, my goodness, I have to get out of here now. And his wife was like, hurry up, John. You know, she was almost like she was visibly shoving him out the door. Get out before you blow up. Get out before you blow up. Get out before you blow up. I mean, that's me imposing, you know, balloons over their head, and that's not necessarily fair, but I'm a talk show host, so that's fine.
I mean, he has one of his advisors now that's going to try to go around and try to get, you know, to minority votes, which we know is not going to work, and it's a little too late to be trying to do that.
Well, but their Latinos and women are also key in this election, and people, you know, if you're afraid, call me up. I'm happy to dispel your fears. 303-713-7600. Thank you, Laverne. Thank you for calling. Yeah, waffles. But then there again, they're GM workers who are sitting in the back going, Obama 08, Obama 08 in the background, and it was like, whoa, McCain, a little embarrassed, are you? 303-713-7600. By the way, there's a new website suggestion circulating on the Internet. One of the features I'm going to do when I have my own show again regularly is to sit and do it, you know, what's on the Internet? Well, what's currently on the Internet is being sent around is if you... When you're thinking about Sarah Palin and you're chilled in your heart, just make a small donation, big donation to Planned Parenthood in Sarah Palin's name. This is the good part. When you make the donation, they'll send her a card telling her that the donation has been made in her honor. So use the address for McCain for President, which is 1235 South Clark Street, first floor, Arlington, Virginia, 22202. That's once again, and I will put that on my website later on in the listeners forum, along with, thank you very much, Roger. He sent me some links on how you verify your vote in Colorado. I'll add how you vote in Washington. I'll try to do it all this afternoon, but it might be Monday morning before it's all there. And by the way, I still haven't gotten a message from anybody but me at Erin, E-R-I-N, at E-R-I-N-H-A-R-T, show at show.com. So just, you know, or send me an instant message, because John forwards those to me, too, from the wonderful am760.net website. So, and check that out, too, because there's all kinds of wonderful information on that website, too. 303-713-7600, not to mention podcasts. So if you missed anything this week, you can go back and see it again. Now, Obama has regained momentum in this tight race, but that's not to say it ain't over until, I'm trying to think of a fat lady, Roseanne Barr sings, although she's a little slimmer than she used to be. Thank you, John Turkey whispered that in my ear. I'm like,
oh, don't blame that on me.
Fat woman.
It wasn't me. It was Thera.
Thanks. That was Thera. Okay, now let's blame the new guy, right? That's a nice form of hazing. Just as long as we don't have to light his butt on fire like they were doing with the baseball players yesterday. Although somebody set my copy on fire when I was first in radio. I was in a sound booth, and I'm starting to read my copy very studiously because I tend to be, you know, funny but serious while I'm working. So I'm sitting there, and I'm reading, and I'm intent on the copy. And this was when I was doing some news, and I was reading it. And this guy leaned into the studio, opened the door, and I'm, like, trying to keep my concentration. And he lights the bottom of my copy on fire. So I had to speed up my raid and get out of there before it burned me. I made it. 303-713-7600. I don't even forget who that is. I probably blanked it mercifully from my memory. 852 it is. I'm Erin Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. 303-713-7600. Hazing sucks. 303-713-7600. I'm Erin Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. It's just us for the rest of the show. It's 852 in the morning, time for Colorado's Progressive Traffic with John Turk.
Still working a rollover crash in the high country, Erin. This on westbound I-70 at County Road 65. That's on Floyd Hill. It's blocking the right-hand lane there and shoulder and causing some pretty good delays as if you're trying to get into the high country for the weekend. Got surface street crashes at Hamden and Ventura, 11th and Peoria, and finally eastbound Highway 58 at Washington Avenue. On the highways in Denver, looking really good. Just a few delays southbound I-25 coming into downtown and on westbound 36 between Sheridan and Church Ranch Road. Forecast, partly cloudy.
Have you or someone you know been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense? Even when the Constitution seems to be a thing of the past, you do still have rights. In some cases, you have as little as 7 days to protect those rights, and I have the experience to help. Hi, I'm John Buckley, and I want to help with your legal troubles. At the Law Office of John Buckley, you will work with me, John Buckley, directly. My service promise to you is that I will treat you with the compassion and respect that you deserve. Don't ignore your trouble and hope it will get better. I offer a free initial consultation, as well as reasonable fees and payment plans. My mission is to see that you receive justice in your case. Don't let a DUI or other criminal charge ruin your life. Call me, John Buckley, at 303-501-1800. 303-501-1800. Or visit my website now at the letter J, buckleylaw.com. That's the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com. DUIs carry serious consequences. Don't try to fight the system alone. Call the Law Office of John Buckley now.
To find out how you can help, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org.
There is one thing you can say about autumn. It's not without its traditions. Trick-or-treating during Halloween, overeating on Thanksgiving, and of course, the highly anticipated test drive during the Lexus Season to Change event. It's one of the best times of the year to acquire a certified pre-owned Lexus with special lease rates and 3.9% APR financing on your favorite certified pre-owned Lexus vehicles. Each one is meticulously inspected and restored so they can confidently back them with a Lexus 3-year 100,000-mile warranty, as well as the added assurance of 24-hour roadside assistance. So this year, consider starting a tradition of your own with a certified pre-owned Lexus during the Season to Change event, now through October 31st, only at Stevenson Lexus of Frederick, Stevenson Lexus of Lakewood, and Cooney Lexus. Or visit LexusCPO.com.
Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR. Warranty runs 3 years from your date of purchase or 100,000 total vehicle miles. See your participating Lexus dealer for details about roadside assistance in the certified pre-owned program.
Well, what's Marilyn Musgrave up to now?
Just voting against veterans and their families.
Come on.
Yeah.
Musgrave voted against additional health care benefits for veterans and against job training programs for members of the National Guard and Reserves.
Against health care benefits?
Right. She also voted against ending the military families tax and against a bonus for Iraq veterans.
But Musgrave did take a congressional pay raise.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. She takes $14,000 in pay raises, mm-hmm. but votes against health care for our veterans?
Yeah. I mean, voting against veterans who served their country in Iraq, that just isn't right.
Call Marilyn Musgrave at 970-663-3536 and tell her our veterans deserve health care before she takes another pay raise. Paid for by Majority Action, www.majorityaction.net. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Majority Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Thank you for calling InfoUSA, home of the finest mailing lists.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Well, your ad says you'll help my business find new customers and grow my sales. What's the catch?
No catch. We offer you the most accurate sales leads and mailing lists, so you can basically clone your best customers and find thousands of prospects just like them.
Really?
Yes. And as a special offer, we can even help you design a direct mail piece and mail it for you for free. We can also send emails for you, too.
And you'll do all that for me for free?
Yes. Up to 500 free postcards. You just pay for the postage and the cost of the mailing list, and we'll do the rest.
You'll give me 500 postcards and mail them for free?
That's right.
Wow.
Don't let the slow economy get you down. Right now, you can get started with 500 free postcards. To find out how, call now, 1-800-400-3808. That's 1-800-400-3808. 1-800-400-3808.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm trying to track who did the waffle out about Obama. There's a lot of Google stuff about it. I'll try to figure that out when I have a chance to look at it over the break. It's 303-713-7600. There's conservatives for Obama. There's duplistic kinds of things going on from a voter perspective. There's also a perspective thing going around on the Internet. So, and I also want to quote some of Eve Ensler's fine piece about Sarah Palin, all coming up in the next hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Vivian in Denver, welcome and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
Yes, good morning.
You have to be quick. You've been doing a good job, girl.
Thank you, friend.
You've been doing a good job all week. I have a question, and
quickly, we've got 30 seconds.
Okay, you notice that McCain's wife and Plain's husband are always with him and never campaigning on the side like Mrs. Obama and Mrs. Biden.
I'm not sure.
Not trust these people, or what goes on here?
I don't know. I would say not trust. I would say not trust. I'm sorry to talk over you, but I'm plumb out of time. Thank you, Vivian.
Okay.
I'm Aaron Hart.
All
this is AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up.
Listen to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, online at am760.net. Don't miss a minute of AM 760 from work, courtesy of John Buckley, attorney at law. jbuckleylaw.com. It's AM 760 on am760.net.
Okay, here we go. If you're listening right now, you're one lucky person, because you're going to get a free bottle of Omega Berry Fish Oil from Purity Products. Now, to find out how to claim your free bottle, give us a call right now. 1-800-900-9101. That's right. Purity Products is doing a $1 million radio giveaway of Ultra Pure Omega Berry Fish Oil capsules because they want everyone to experience the health benefits of pharmaceutical grade Omega Berry Fish Oil. Now, everyone knows fish oil is important for heart health, but it also has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, joints, even focus and concentration. And with up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, well, you're going to feel the difference. Try it before you buy it. Experience the miracle of fish oil yourself with a free bottle. Call right now, and we'll also send you a free skin rejuvenating serum for fine lines and wrinkles. For your free bottle and free serum, call now, 1-800-900-9101. 1-800-900-9101. 1-800-900-9101.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young.
We must act now.
to protect our nation's economic health from serious risk.
President Bush in the White House Rose Garden a few minutes ago commenting on a sweeping plan to shore up the nation's financial markets. The president's remarks clearly show officials were concerned that the clock's ticking, though few specifics have been laid out. Live to Capitol Hill and CBS's Bob Fuss.
Saying this is the only way to avoid an economic catastrophe that could affect every American, Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson wants to set up a bailout fund so the government can buy up all those bad mortgages that are dragging banks and other investment companies down. And he says it needs to be very, very big.
We're talking hundreds of billions. This needs to be big enough to make a real difference and get at the heart of the problem.
Paulson says he'll work over the weekend with leaders of Congress on the details, and the Senate Banking Committee is holding an emergency meeting right now, starting to deal with a measure Paulson says has to be passed by the end of next week. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
The market analyst Art Hogan thinks this is just what the doctor ordered.
I think what's going on right now here is the government's actually stepped in to calm the waters, and I think that's going to work. I think that's exactly what we needed, and these are the steps in the right direction.
And the Wall Street rally that began late yesterday afternoon is continuing this morning. The Dow is up 289 points, the NASDAQ 42. Alaskan lawmakers today hold a hearing on whether Governor Sarah Palin abused her office in the firing of the state's public service commissioner who refused to dismiss Palin's former brother-in-law from the state police. But as CBS's Kerry Anderson reports, not every witness who's been summoned will appear.
The governor's husband, Todd Palin, will not honor his subpoena to testify in the probe now known as Troopergate. The investigation into the governor's abuse of power, he said through a spokesman, is no longer legitimate. Republicans and Democrats are pointing the finger at each other in the controversial investigation. Both parties are claiming the process has been tainted by campaign mudslinging. Kerry Anderson for CBS News. Anchorage.
On the Gulf Coast, Texans are struggling with the aftermath of Hurricane Ike in Galveston. Drinking water's leaking from the system. Cell phone service is spotty across the state. More than 1.5 million customers remain without power. Well, 3 years after Hurricane Katrina, more than 2,000 rebuilt homes apparently haven't been built above ground as required by local construction codes in New Orleans.
I just didn't feel it was necessary.
This woman's just rebuilding now after Katrina and is not elevating her home.
I had 8.5 feet of water.
Did you have any trouble getting a building permit, even though you didn't raise it?
No. I had a building permit, and my house is under renovations right now, and we are very happy.
Says it was too expensive to lift her house off the ground and didn't like the way it would look. She's putting her faith in rebuilt levees and flood insurance. USA Today says at least 2,300 homeowners have been able to skirt the laws and not raise their homes. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
This is CBS News.
How to stop hyperventilating over energy bills. Step 1. Take the brown paper bag away from your mouth and proceed to the Home Depot for new air filters. Step 2. Notice the prices of many energy-saving items have been reduced throughout the store. Step 3. Change your air filters. Your furnace won't have to work so hard, and you'll save on your energy bill. Step 4. Breathe a long, contented sigh of relief. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Over 70 years in the Empire State Building, they'll sell diamonds wholesale without a middleman's markup. That's right, GIA-graded diamonds at half the price of famous high-end jewelers. Qualified buyers may have diamonds sent to their home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. So save half on your diamonds. Visit at dialadiamond.com or call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. For the first time in school history, enrollment at the University of Colorado in Boulder surpassed the 29,000 mark. Numbers show nearly 2,400 freshmen signing up for classes, breaking the record from 2 years ago. CU registrars attribute the growth to more out-of-state students than they had expected. The CU Buffs got coast-to-coast attention last night, the Buffs beating the nationally ranked University of West Virginia 17-14 in an overtime win. Boulder in the news today on the other end of the age spectrum.
U.S. News and World Report ranks Boulder among its top 10 places to retire. Interviews with residents in the article coming out Monday have them raving about low golf prices, the depth of city-run senior services, and climate. Boulder is the largest of the 10 cities on the list, which includes places coast-to-coast like Portland, Maine, and Walnut Creek, California.
That's reporter Paul Eihander. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Helen Gray. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
typical Friday fashion, this morning's commute is starting to wind down very quickly. There will be some leftover delays on I-25 downtown traveling south, as well as some heavy pockets on the turnpike. But for the most part, things are looking good around Denver. In the mountains, crews have cleaned up that accident. Westbound I-70 at Floyd Hill could be some leftover slowdown.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company corporation. 1-800-495-8830.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-460-2610 for your free tape. Call 1-800-460-2610. 1-800-460-2610.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1065. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1065. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-557-1065. 1-800-557-1065.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Action. Oh, wow. Waffles went on sale Thursday and weren't banned until Saturday. This was dated September 12th, so I guess it was last Saturday. So I guess, you know what? Oh, so sad. They got called out being the racist jerks they really, truly, really are. You know, unmasked, racist, disgusting, despicable stereotype. Not funny at all. But that doesn't stop them, does it? It never stops them from descending to the ugly, the slime. You know, I could do a whole show, whole four-hour show on how ugly, negative, and nasty the stereotypes have been in this campaign. Mike in Fort Collins, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk.
How you doing?
Good morning.
How you doing this fine morning, Aaron?
I am personally swell.
I'm a little
worried about our country.
Well, me too. A couple of things. Maybe I'll just switch number one to number two. I got back the last week from the UK, and if you don't think those people are worried about McCain being elected, you have your head in your sand. I bet 20 people asked me, "What do you think about this election?" I said, "You know, we have a problem. This McCain's going to is election, and they elected, and they agree." You know, and any of you neocons out there who are listening, you damn well
well, better listen to what the average guy on the street in England and Scotland are saying, because their leaders are under extreme pressure, you know, to bring troops home and not redeploy them.
No matter how you feel about the surge, and there can be honest disagreement about what I think personally the Sunni awakening helped, and so did the Shia stopping to fight each other as much. But, you know, it is true that maybe it helped a little, but what's the long picture? Do we really want to be there for years and years and years and years when they don't want us there at all? This is ridiculous, and I agree with you. The British government was also, the world markets were roiling in fear of what was going on in the United States of America. And we had to follow the British lead in stopping short selling in order to get the markets calmed down. It's just insane, Mike, and I can't take four more years. I'm going to work my head off as much as I can on the radio and register people to vote and try to make sure we ride to victory, because really I think our country, I was just reading something about nasty things that are going on in this campaign, and for the first time in memory, if not history, 400 rabbis in this country are banding together to talk about Obama and why he's better for the country. And that just doesn't happen.
Right. Well, I think any British leader that says, "I'll follow McCain to the gates of hell," is going to find out he's going to be out of office real quick.
Well, I hope so, but the Electoral College maps are really tight, and, you know, McCain keeps having a slight lead in the recent days, and he's still behind with enough votes to win the country overall if Barack wins Pennsylvania, but that's where I read the story with all the racists coming out of the closet, the little weasels. I want to be very careful, and we've got to make sure that we carry people to vote. I mean, a lot of my relatives in the South are voting for Barack Obama, so there's hope for America. Not that my family would necessarily be particularly racist, necessarily, but some of them might hesitate. And, you know, everybody's got people in their family who you wish were more enlightened. But I would hope to goodness that, you know, because we've got archbishops working against this ticket. We've got, you know, there are a lot of people who have a lot on the line in this election.
Right.
And the old boy network is not going to go quietly or easily, let me put it that way.
That's true. And one real quick thing, and then I'll let, you know, I know you've got other callers. You had talked about Alan Berg yesterday.
Yes.
The people that killed him were the Aryan Brotherhood.
Supremacists from up here.
Right. The leader got killed and was surrounded.
Whidbey Island.
Whidbey Island. Mm-hmm. The other three are in Canyon City. Yeah, Canyon City. Their spiritual leader was a guy up here in La Porte by the name of Pete Peters, and that's where the plan was hatched and quote unquote perfected.
Right.
And so I mean he's a. I hadn't seen or heard of him in years. He's not listed in the phone book anymore, unless it's an unlisted number. But he was one of these, you know, evangelical, charismatic churches or whatever. And that's where he read into the Bible, says it's okay to kill this guy because he's a Jew.
Yeah, I know. It's really frightening. It's really frightening what people can do when they go crazy. And you just have to. I think you have to live your life bravely and openly and well, protecting your privacy as much as possible in the days of ID theft and everything else. But, you know, you have to, you just can't let this daunt you. You can't let it stop you ever at all.
Right.
But if you think white supremacy is over in America, think again, it's not.
No, it's not.
Thank you very much.
Have yourself a good day.
Thank you, Mike, and for Collins. I think it is waning, though. I really do think there is a new day for America. I do believe that. I think we're getting better, not worse. I just think the people who are better have to turn out to vote in record numbers. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Denny in Boulder County, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, Aaron.
Denny.
Yes. Hey, the word hope really threatens a lot of the anti-Obama people, and I don't know if they're former McCain or not, but a little incident in supposedly, quote, so-called Christians and family values people think that there's a real difference between McCain and Obama. I have a Obama sticker on my car, and on the side of my car, I've got his Hope sticker. And I found in particular, I don't want to slam all people who, or smear all people who ride motorcycles, but I've had at least two occasions involving three motorcyclists. When they see that Hope message, they start bad-mouthing Obama, and they start this banter, you know, and I don't use air conditioning, so my car window is down, and so a couple of weeks ago, week and a half ago, there was a guy on a motorcycle with a biker babe on him, and he had his no helmet, of course,
of course not.
Yeah, and tattoo, and you know, he starts bad mouthing and talking. He's behind me, so I have to turn around to make any eye contact. And finally, he uses the N word, and I just really it, you know, I think the and there's people in favor of Obama who, you know, we can get inappropriate. I'm so frustrated and angry about where this country's gone, particularly in the last 8 years. 7.5 years, and
it's been devastating.
It's, you know, and I couple of related thoughts. You know, I would love to occasionally on your show or Jay's show have people from other countries, Britain and France and Spain, who Spain, who I guess is now in South America.
Yes, it's in South America, and it's on McCain's stuff list. You know,
yeah.
Stuff it list. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Yeah,
I
no,
think
it's
we have
crazy.
To we have to just stand up and you know, I can handle the verbal stuff, but I just like to look this guy in the eye, you know, and then he roared off, you know, and.
Of course he did, because of the cow.
With his tail between his legs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, this is not all bikers or motorcyclists.
No, it's your next-door neighbor, possibly. I mean, this woman was the person who said this, a parishioner, right? Now, this guy actually used his name. He said that he would vote. She is anti-abortion, speaking of Palin, anti-gay marriage, anti-big oil, a big lifetime member of the NRA. She hunts, she fishes, she's the perfect woman. And then one parishioner ruled out voting
image.
For... I know, it's ridiculous. I know, anti-abortion, anti-gay marriage. You feel like you're watching Tina Fey Lock and Load, right? One parishioner ruled out voting for Mr. Obama explicitly because he's black. Are they going to make it the Black House? Now, the guy, Ray McCormick, asked to embarrass the hushing from a half dozen others gathered around the rectory kitchen. So he even took credit for it. I mean, it's like,
You know, the fact of the matter is some people are blatant racists.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and... some people, the only issue is abortion, you know, and
I know.
I would love to see that. My understanding is that the abortion rates went down under Bill Clinton's administration,
yes.
And they're back up.
If you have a president who's trying to outlaw birth control, you know, I mean, money for it's crazy. And thank you very much for your call. I really appreciate it. I do have to jump to a break though. It's 9:18 in the morning. I get filled with outrage every time I think about this stuff. But, you know, there's something being circulated on the Internet called Heavy, Heavy Perspective, and I don't know who did it or I'd give credit to who authored it. But it's like, if you kill an endangered species, you're an excellent hunter. If you have an abortion and you're not a Christian, you're a murderer. Forget about it happened being date raped or by your daddy, I'll add parenthetically. Black teen pregnancies, a crisis in Black America. White teen pregnancies, it's a blessed event. The hypocrisy in this election is amazing. 9:19, I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin, and here's John Turk with the traffic.
This was really one quick and easy commute for us this morning. We stayed mostly accident-free in Denver and Boulder, and now that crash on westbound I-70 at Floyd Hill cleaned up, gone off the highway. Traffic's moving freely now into the high country. We do have a power outage in the area of Wadsworth in Florida. Treat the intersection.
How to stop hyperventilating over energy bills. Step 1. Take the brown paper bag away from your mouth and proceed to the Home Depot for new air filters. Step 2. Notice the prices of many energy-saving items have been reduced throughout the store. Step 3. Change your air filters. Your furnace won't have to work so hard, and you'll save on your energy bill. Step 4. Breathe a long, contented sigh of relief.
The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Fall is the best time of year to shop for home improvements in Colorado. And the first show of the season is the annual Rocky Mountain Home Show. Saturday and Sunday, September 20th and 21st, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the National Western Complex off I-70. The show's Go Green directory at RockyMountainHomeShow.com makes it easy to find all the show's environmentally friendly services. Solar energy, synthetic grass, geothermal heating, and more. See the latest options for interiors, flooring, kitchen and bathroom models, and game rooms. And design your own outside entertainment area. Custom decks, hot tubs, outdoor fireplaces, built-in barbecues, and much more. Talk with the design experts at the Home Depot Design Pavilion while the kids build fun stuff at the Home Depot Kids Workshop. Watch Channel 9's Colorado & Company every day this week for a chance to win Home Depot's Outdoor Entertainment Dream Package. The annual Rocky Mountain Home Show, Saturday and Sunday, September 20th and 21st, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the National Western Complex. Sponsored by Home Depot, Channel 9's Colorado & Company, and Colorado Homes and Lifestyles Magazine. Admission $8. Children under 12 free. Get more info at RockyMountainHomeShow.com. That's RockyMountainHomeShow.com.
Don't let car buying make you sad just because your credit's bad. There's a place that you can go even when you got no dough. Go to itsmycarnow.com. Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? Itsmycarnow.com. Itsmycarnow.com.
Knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-962-0275. That's 1-800-962-0275. 1-800-962-0275.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes and airplanes. Lenny Bruce is not
great. I love this song.
I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself.
Yeah, and the financial storms of this week in particular. And guess who's on the hook? Oh, everybody say RTC. Yeah, it's the taxpayers. We're now the owner of bad debt. Can't we sell bad debt to China? I mean, we buy everything from them. Can't we just sell them some of our bad debt? How come we have to take this on? So I'm grateful that Barack Obama is not going to do the easy okie doke and try to come out with some sloganeering. He's actually going to be thoughtful. What a concept. What a change. One of his first principles is, and I quote, "We cannot lose sight that we're in the midst of a broad economic crisis that also requires immediate action to create jobs and help support distressed homeowners and communities." For too long, this administration has been willing to hit the fast-forward button in helping distressed Wall Street firms while pressing pause when it comes to saving jobs or keeping families in their homes. Swift and unprecedented action to shore up Wall Street must come alongside equally swift and serious efforts to help struggling families on Main Street create new jobs and grow our middle class once more. And I'll get all four of them in before the end of the hour, I promise you. Jerry in Pine, welcome to AM 760. I'm sorry, Mick in Denver. You've been waiting longer. Excuse me, guys. I didn't mean to confuse you. Mick in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jerry, you're up next, but Mick's been waiting longer. Hi, Mick.
Hi, how you doing, Aaron?
I'm well, Mick. What's going on?
A couple points here. You know, you were talking about race a little earlier, one of your other callers, and how it, you know, it's definitely a critical point, the linchpin in this election and all. Talking to some people yesterday, because I'm doing a little volunteer work here, one of the things came up about that really in the United States, yeah, we have people that are going to look at that as one of their main issues. They just won't vote for a black man. It's kind of like we're living in a sort of American apartheid system, and we can end that system, or at least, you know.
We can rebuke it very well if we elect Barack Obama.
Election. Absolutely.
Yep,
we
certainly can.
Stick a stake in its heart and hopefully see the next generation
Well, the next generation, I think, is already there. The people we have to worry about are the aging trogs who haven't gotten over the fears of their childhood,
well, absolutely,
mainly.
Absolutely.
And people who were raised with very bigoted parents,
right.
Because let's not forget.
And we have to encourage that. We have to encourage that now, and certainly for the next generation also, to keep, you know, to keep hammering away at that until one day, you know, race is nothing but, you know, a historical footnote. But the other thing is I'd like to encourage people, you know, volunteerism is money also, but, you know, when you get these mailers from, I mean, I've gotten them from quite a few number of people, you know, here locally and around the country, like Al Franken, for instance. If you can't send them $25 or $10 or $5, send them a dollar.
Yeah.
Make it worth their mailing that stuff out. The easiest way to do it, write a check out for a buck, get a money order, whatever, you know, and also put a stamp on the envelope, because when they mail those things, they're usually sending them to you with envelopes
with
that are already
paid.
Prepaid. Well, it helps them when you stick a 42-cent stamp. So you're giving them a $1.42 donation, and that will help. If everyone does that, if every Democrat and every good independent, and even the good Republicans that are out there do that, it'll be such an onrush of money for those candidates and for Obama in particular. So I usually get a stack every week, and what I'm doing is I'm sending them a buck, sometimes $2, and all that, because I cannot afford to send them any more. I've sent more before.
Well, I got invited to a Tony fundraiser here that I'd love to go to, but it's like, I can't make that kind of contribution right now. I just can't.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. And one last thing.
Yes, sir.
Places like the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Very great at watching those right-wing reactions. So is the Anti-Defamation League.
You do the same thing to them.
Yeah.
Every, you know, Planned Parenthood, Amnesty International, ACLU. There's lots of organizations out there that are worth giving them at least a dollar or two out of your budget and whatnot when they send you something, just to say we're out here and we're not forgetting you and we're gonna, you know, the little we can give. Everybody doing it, they'll get money.
Thank you for your that reminder, Mick. I appreciate it. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. I have something else to add to that, too. You know, it's go ahead and give it to them and then give Sarah Palin the credit and put your return address with the McCain campaign. It sounds fun to me. But give them your real address, too, so that they'll continue to ask you for contributions at Planned Parenthood. You know, there's a conservative publisher of National Review, and he actually, Wick Allison, the editor-in-chief, has, you know, now been saying that he is going to vote for Barack Obama. He says, the more I think, I listen and to read about the most liberal member of U.S. Senate, the more I like about him. Barack Obama strikes a chord with me no figure has since Ronald Reagan. To explain why, I need to explain why I'm a conservative and what it means to me. And he goes on and says in 64 he was, you know, 16 and he was for Goldwater and a bunch of things. And he says that, you know, that conservatism was a stance for him, but he adds, and I'm going to skip down and read the pertinent part, Barack Obama is not my ideal candidate for president. In fact, I made a maximum donation to John McCain during the primaries when there was still hope he might come to his senses. But now I see Obama is almost the ideal candidate for this moment in American history. I disagree with him on many issues, but those don't matter as much as what Obama offers, which is a deeply conservative view of the world. Nobody can read Obama's books, which it is worth noting he wrote himself, or listen to him without speaking, without realizing that this is a thoughtful, pragmatic, and prudent man. It gives me comfort to think that after 8 years of George W. Bush, we will have a president who has actually read the Federalist Papers. Bravo! I mean, you know, and the sun is, going to come out tomorrow, and, you know, the world isn't collapsing in our feet. It's not raining fire from the sky, so National Review endorsing Obama. Jerry in Pine, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, or at least the editor is. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. Jerry, I appreciate your call.
Hi, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm well.
I'm part of the Campaign for Change for Barack Obama.
Cool.
And I make phone calls every night, and I appreciate what the last guy said about donating money.
Mm-hmm.
But Colorado is a swing state.
Yeah.
And it's really important. And I make phone calls every night that I can. I have to take my wife to the doctor a lot. But every time that I can make a phone call, I do it. And
what response have you been getting?
You know, it's kind of funny. I've got, and we only call the unaffiliated voters.
Sure.
And the
good. That's what we need.
Yeah, we try to talk to them. And I get some Republicans and I get some Democrats, and I have had some racism in there. But
no.
It's amazing to me that the amount of phone calls that I make, that we're almost 6-1 for Barack Obama.
Wow.
And the polls come out saying, you know, that they're neck and neck. But of the people that I call, the vast support is for Barack Obama.
Huh.
But I need to get on and maybe give you some numbers on the owner off the air or something. But I need to get everybody, at least in Jefferson County where I live, to get on the phone and you know, do everything
well,
we
shoot
can.
Well, shoot them to me in my email, and I'll put them into a Round Robin's post that I'll put on the listeners forum. Or you can go to my website, erinhartshow.com. Go to the listeners forum, sign up, and post your information. I'd be happy to carry that kind of information. Now, those of you hooligans who are going to try to punk me, just be aware I will erase your post immediately if you put garbage up. But if you have a legitimate thing, please share this information with me. I would love to put it on my listener forum. Please do it.
Well, we need to, you know, this is so important, and they're saying Colorado could turn the nation.
E-R-I-N.
Jefferson County could turn Colorado.
And I'm happy. I pay for the hosting. I'm happy to have it. erinhartshow.com. Please go to my website. Go to the listener forum. It's easy to post. Just post it right there, and I'll be happy to share information during the elections, and we'll have it there so everybody can look it up, okay? Thank you. I'm Erin Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm sorry, John, could you repeat? It's 303-713-7600. Chris in Lakewood, thank you for joining us. Welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Thank
Chris?
Thank you for taking my call.
Hey.
I got a real scrappy voice, so I'm going to keep it to a minimum here.
Sure.
Did you happen to see the Larry King show last night?
I did not.
CNN? Well, Ed Schultz and Babe Buchanan were on there, and Ed pointed out today that McCain has not at all, during this election, addressed issues and concerns of African Americans, and I swear to God, Babe Buchanan said, well, why should he? They are not supporting him. And I swear I yelled at the TV at the exact moment that Ed said, because they're Americans.
Oh,
do not dismiss a whole group of Americans because they do not support you. And Babe Buchanan, she knew when she said it that she had gone the wrong way. And the discussion of the team was just absolutely palatable.
Mm.
I mean, it was one of the... I sat there with my jaw on my chest saying, I could not believe that a supposed American citizen of supposed intelligence would make such outlandish statements. But you know that's how they feel.
It is how a lot of them feel.
On any group that did not...
She should be ashamed of herself.
That whole campaign should be ashamed.
Yeah, they should be ashamed. They've lied, and I know. They
isn't
should be
that amazing? I mean, isn't that the first tenet of our government that the president represents all Americans?
Yes.
Just the ones that support him.
Well, like, you know, look at their attitude towards Katrina. Look at their attitude now towards the people down in South Texas. I mean, they're just looking at them and going, forget it. You too, you can drown. Have a good time. Bye. Be disaster.
Yeah.
We don't have ice for you. Let them eat. Let them what? Eat dirt? Let them eat seawater? What the heck's the attitude?
I know. Well, I hope that someone from the Obama camp saw that and used that in a commercial. Because I think there are even people that, you know, are not an African-American or an ethnic group of any kind that would see that and just see how disturbing
and disgusting and despicable it is. Thank you so much for calling attention to it. I'm sure Ed will mention it on his show coming up next. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Erin Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Love to have you aboard. It's 8:34, time for Colorado's Progressive Traffic with John Turk. Woohoo! Thank God it's Friday, John.
Oh, yes, Erin, getting ready. Making the countdown about 25 minutes and 45 seconds. Not like I'm counting.
Nothing.
In Lakewood, a power outage affecting several intersections in the vicinity of Wadsworth in Florida. Sounds like it's getting bigger, too. So treat all those dark traffic lights as four-way stops. The reports now say it goes as far east as Federal and also affecting folks on Jewel. So this power outage is just growing, but that's our only issue as far as traffic this morning right at this moment. It was a pretty easy commute. Your forecast, mostly sunny, increasing clouds this afternoon. Also a chance for a late-day isolated shower. Tomorrow, more of the same with a high of 82. A little cooler on Sunday, but pretty nice. Highs mid-70s. Currently, 68 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic for the new Ultimate Cheesy Breakfast Burrito. Cheddar and pepper jack cheese, sausage, eggs.
Disaster victims need your help today. Throughout the United States, disasters are destroying homes and devastating lives. Disasters like the recent hurricanes. You can help victims of disasters by supporting the American Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund. This fund enables the Red Cross to provide shelter, food, counseling, and other assistance to victims of disaster. To find out how you can help, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org.
Living Online Expo, brought to you by Chevrolet, is the answer. You'll find local speakers, green businesses, local organizations, farms where you can share your ideas with others, and much more will be added every week. The Sustainable Living Online Expo, or SLO, spelled S-L-O-E. Find it now on am760.net. If you're a business who'd like to get involved, call 303-713-8595. That's 303-713-8595.
If you're a man over 60 who feels like your energy levels and sex driver dropping a little each year and are interested in improving your health, call the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Science Center to learn about a new study. They're recruiting healthy men 60 years and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health and function. As men age, their body produces less testosterone. This can lead to decreased energy levels, reduced sex drive, the loss of vital muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory tests, physical examinations, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call today, 720-848-6399.
How to stop hyperventilating over energy bills. Step 1. Take the brown paper bag away from your mouth and proceed to the Home Depot for new air filters. Step 2. Notice the prices of many energy-saving items have been reduced throughout the store. Step 3. Change your air filters. Your furnace won't have to work so hard, and you'll save on your energy bill. Step 4. Breathe a long, contented sigh of relief.
The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Small businesses that succeed are the companies not afraid to ask for help, to ask for that edge. Are you ready to create the career success you've been dreaming about for years? Visit our website. Watch transformational Denver CEO testimonials. They introduce William's powerful work. Sign up for a complimentary 45-minute coaching session with William Sumner at williamsumner.net. That's William Sumner, S-U-M-N-E-R.net, or call 303-904-0077.
Hi, this is Erin Hart on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for Jay, and it's, thank God, it's Viernes Social. It's Social Friday. That's what we used to say in Puerto Rico when I was growing up. Viernes Social. Woohoo! Okay, I want to talk to you about anything you want to talk about rest of the hour, 303-713-7600. Now, you know, one of the things I want to contrast and compare, okay, and I also promised you, Barack Obama's four principles are on the Washington Wire website of the Wall Street Journal. But second, any taxpayer support must have its focus protecting the nation's long-term interest in a stable financial market and growing economy rather than rewarding particular companies or the imprudent decisions of borrowers or lenders. Third, the plan must be temporary and coupled with tough oversight and regulations of our financial institutions. And finally, the plan must be part of a globally coordinated effort with our partners in the G20. We're facing a global financial crisis, and the United States can take a leadership role. Yay! I can't wait to see what else comes out of that intelligent, amazing candidate for president, that man's mouth. Pierre in Hartsel, welcome to AM 760 Colorado Progressive Talk. Good morning.
First, I have a few little things. First one is my favorite name for Palin is Caribou Barbie or the Church Lady. I love that.
The okay. Church Lady.
Yeah, I heard that one the last time you were here, and
yes.
I thought that was very appropriate.
Okay.
Second, that when I went to the caucuses this time, Democratic caucuses, people turned out in droves. The poor people that had the caucus were just astounded.
I know. We have the same phenomena up here.
And they were all white people, with one couple that was Hispanic. Everyone went for Obama, except for the Hispanic couple went for Hillary. So, you know, that's just the way it is. So, you know, I think that that white vote is still there. I just think, you know, you do have your fair share of racists out there. What can you say? So,
well, and people can vote against Obama because they don't like his policies. That's fine with me. It's like I don't like Sarah Palin, and I'm a girl, and she's a girl, but that doesn't mean I have to automatically like her either.
That's right. Absolutely. Third, my husband was driving down the street the other day, and sure enough, he was behind this vehicle that had life's a bitch, so you don't have to vote for one. And there was a picture of Hillary. And so he drove up to the lady, and he says, oh, I love your bumper sticker. And she's like, oh, yeah, you know. And he says, now all you have to do is change the picture on it. And she was just astounded. And I thought, well, you know, if she can get away with putting Hillary on there, that's just ridiculous. So,
yeah.
You know, and the last thing is it was in Texas. They had a Republican whatever, and they were passing out the pins that said, if Barack Obama is president, will it still be the White House? So, anyway.
Like that ugly parishioner in Pennsylvania guy. It's not the Black House.
Yeah, well, that's where that came from, I'm pretty sure. So.
Well, you know, the best question, one of the best questions that has been asked of Michelle Obama, and forgive me, but I forget who asked it of her at the moment. I think it was Brian Williams of NBC, actually, who said, you know, you're going to be entering the White House built during John Adams' term, in part by slaves. And it gave me chills.
Yeah, well,
and I thought redemption is a long time coming.
It sure is.
And it ain't full redemption, and we ain't there yet.
Yep.
But that is just incredible to think that. I mean, I just want that. I want our country to be redeemed. But it's not only let me put it this way. If Barack Obama were a white man, I would cheerfully vote for him. If he were Barack Obama and he were a woman, I would vote for him. Because
yeah.
I like his policies. I like the way he speaks.
He's a statesman.
The way he thinks.
He's a statesman. He's intelligent.
Yes.
He puts intelligent people around him. The world loves the guy. You know, we're in this horrible economic climate right now. And, you know, it's such a burden for anyone who's going to take office. But the fact is, at least the rest of the world, if we went for Barack Obama, will sigh with relief knowing that we've put someone finally with some brains in there. So, you know, but that's about all I have to say. And
thank you very much. And please do take up my invitation, those of you who are listening today. Go to my website, erinhartshow.com. Participate in the listener forum. I'd like to keep in touch between appearances and be able to tell you when I am working somewhere. Now, here's the other thing. There's this list circulating around the Internet that's talking, contrasting and comparing. If you grew up in Hawaii, you're exotic. But growing up in Alaska and eating moose burgers, you're the quintessential American story. If you name your kid Barack, you're unpatriotic. If you name your kid Trig or Bristol, you're colorful. Kevin in Boulder, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kevin.
I'd like to address the whole Trooper Gate cover-up.
Sure, and it's getting covered up.
As we know, the White House has been had several people put under subpoena, and they've ignored it. And the same thing is happening with the Trooper Gate. So I think it should be pointed out that the Palin thing is just more of the same. You know, more denying responsibility for their actions, and the hypocrisy of it all is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's the main thing I wanted to say. And just on a lighter note, I'd like to say if they did get elected, it would give hope to the underqualified everywhere. I mentioned this to other hosts. But
you mean McCain and Palin?
Yeah.
For
example, I've seen
something mediocrities unite.
Right. For example, I've seen a hospital, so I'm hoping to get hired as a doctor.
Yeah, you know, I'm sitting here in a studio with electronic equipment. Boy, I think I'll go out and become an electrician.
There you go.
As long as
somebody's life is at risk, you know.
it's ridiculous. It's insane. And I just, you know, well, it's like, Here's the one I love in this list of things I've been reading all morning in terms of the perspective. If you spend 3 years as a community organizer, growing your own organization of staff from 1 to 13, your budget from $70,000 to $400,000, then become the first black president of Harvard Law Review, create a voter registration drive that registers 150,000 new African-American voters, spends 12 years as a constitutional law professor, then spends 8 more years as a state senator representing a district with more than 750,000 people, become the chairman of the state Senate's Health and Human Services Committee, spend nearly 4 years in the United States Senate representing a state of 13 million people, sponsoring 131 bills, and serving on the Foreign Affairs, Environmental, and Public Works and Veteran Affairs Committees, you're woefully inexperienced. But if you spent 4 years on city council and 6 years of a mayor of town with less than 7,000 people, spent 20 months as a governor of a state with 650,000 people, you've got the most executive experience of anyone on either ticket, are commander-in-chief of Alaska military, and are well-qualified to lead the nation, should you be called upon to do so, because your state is the closest state to Russia.
Amazing, isn't it?
I know. Drives me nuts.
The last thing I wanted to say is that I'm going to fully deregulate my eating habits so that I can hopefully gain about 400 pounds and be too big to fail and have the government bail me out with billions of dollars.
Doesn't that just make you say, and you know who's on the hook, baby? You and me.
That's right.
Us middle-class tax, very good, you know, tax holders, man, taxpayers, we are on the hook.
Right, and John McCain has called himself, I quote, the deregulator, and it should be noted that because of his deregulation policies, that's why where we're at today.
You know what the funniest line of Barack Obama's yesterday was? I think it was yesterday. He said, John McCain can't decide whether he's Dennis Kucinich or Barry Goldwater, because he's been flip-flopping trying to sound more populist. You know, I care about you now. All of a sudden, I just became a regulator. I don't know how. It must have happened to me in my sleep. Maybe my wife slapped me upside the head.
And, well, I got you. I might as well point out that since McCain has co-opted or tried to co-opt Barack's change message, I think Barack ought to co-opt the straight talk message from McCain and say, you know, straight talk about the economy, straight talk about health care, straight talk about whatever issue, and just...
Good idea. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. Enjoy. And everybody vote, vote, vote. I can't stress this enough. I may not work again on AM 760 Progressive Talk before the election. So in case I don't, and I hope I do, but it's please vote. Please vote. Register to vote. It's October 6th. Register to vote. Vote. Exercise your freedom. Get people out to vote. Mobilize, please. This is a critical election, most critical that I've seen in our nation's history. Mark in Littleton, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi. Hey, couple things. Have you mentioned this Wick Allison article by any chance?
I just did. You must have.
I missed it, I guess. I was on
from the National Review. He endorsed him and said lifelong conservative since he was 16 years old.
Right.
Endorsing Barack Obama because he's prudent and sensible.
Now, if I'm recommending that everybody listening goes to D Magazine, not to the Daily Cause, because if you send your conservative friends articles from the Daily Cause, your credibility is a little bit lessened.
True.
If you'll go to dmagazine.com and go to that article and then cut and paste the URL and send it to everybody you know that's voting Republican. I mean, this is the greatest thing for all my conservative friends that, you know, I think.
Well, have you've been reading David Brooks lately? He's sounding an awful lot like he's going to vote for Barack Obama, too, in his columns. He hasn't gotten out said it, as far as I know. But he's been pointing out how reckless. And did you read Elizabeth Drew in Politico?
I did not, no.
Well, she's the author of Citizen McCain.
Uh-huh.
She said she published a positive book about him. I've been a long-time admirer of John McCain. She publicly defended him against the Bush, pro-Bush whisper campaign. But then she says that watching him, and I'll just cut to the chase, her last paragraph, two paragraphs. Now he's back to declaring himself a maverick, but it's not clear what that means. If he gains the presidency, is McCain going to rebel against the base that now he's now depending on to get him elected, hence his selection of running mate Sarah Palin? Campaigns matter, and if he means shaking up the system, which is not the same thing, opposing earmarks doesn't cut it. McCain's recent conduct of his campaign, his willingness to lie repeatedly, including in his acceptance speech, and to play Russian roulette with the vice presidency in order to fulfill his long-held ambition, has reinforced my earlier and growing sense that John McCain is not a principled man. In fact, it's not clear who he is.
That's great.
How about that?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
real quickly,
too,
though, I wanted to mention one more thing before I get off here. And that is, to me, the most telling thing about Sarah Palin, and it hasn't come out that much, and I don't understand why at all, because to me if we exploited it, it would keep it from ever getting one minority vote, in my opinion. And that is this Rouge Coup or Coup Rouge. It should be Coup Rouge, but I don't know. You know, the corporation she started. I mean, Redneck. I mean, we all know.
She started a corporation called Coup Rouge Redneck?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, she has two corporations. You know about the one, the Alaskan Car Wash.
Yeah.
But the other one was called Coup Rouge. The Alaskan Car Wash she didn't pay the state taxes on, so she sent herself a letter saying, you know, she was, you know, going to fine herself. And the other, but that's all over. But the Coup Rouge, yeah, she has a corporation, and now it never did anything. But she and her husband are owners of a corporation in Alaska called Coup Rouge or Rouge Coup. I can't, you know, it should be Coup Rouge. But
Redneck? Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? I don't know. Did you read that on the blogs or did you read that
it's
on the news?
All over the place. I've got I could probably cite the deal. I've got it. I mean, I've got the stuff. It's just do, you know, Coup Rouge and Palin on a Google or something.
Oh,
but,
man.
Or Google.
How do you spell Coup? I know how to spell
C-O-U.
Rouge. C-O-U. Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I'm going to Google it right now. I love Google. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. Oh, man. Can you imagine? Okay. Michelle, you're going to be up after traffic. I just want to read another one of these contrast and compares. If you're a younger male candidate who thinks for himself and makes his own decisions, you are presumptuous. If you're an older male candidate who makes last-minute decisions you refuse to explain, you're a shoot-from-the-hip maverick. Yeah. I'm Aaron Hart, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Time for, I think that's the final traffic report of Friday. John Turk, go for it, dude. Lead us off those highways into the distance to our vacay for at least 2 days.
I know,
well,
it's going to be
in your
nice
case, one.
Well, thanks a lot. Rub
Sorry.
It in. Thanks. Aaron, dealing with a fairly large power outage in Lakewood, it's affecting traffic signals on Wadsworth, Sheridan, and Federal as you head north-south, and on Florida, Jewell, and Evans if you're traveling east-west. Treat all dark traffic signals as four-way stops. That's our only issue going on, as it was a really quick and easy commute on this Friday. Your forecast, mostly sunny, increasing clouds, and a slight chance for a late-day isolated shower. Look for a high of 82 on Saturday and a high of 78 on Sunday. Currently, 70 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Answer the call of the wild at Backcountry, a new community next to 8,000 acres of wilderness. Come explore Backcountry today.
Don't let car buying make you sad just because your credit's bad. There's a place that you can go even when you got no dough. Go to itsmycarnow.com. Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? itsmycarnow.com. itsmycarnow.com.
With a $400 million budget deficit?
The Ed Schultz Show. Mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-600-6621. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-600-6621. 1-800-600-6621.
How to stop hyperventilating over energy bills. Step 1. Take the brown paper bag away from your mouth and proceed to the Home Depot for new air filters. Step 2. Notice the prices of many energy-saving items have been reduced throughout the store. Step 3. Change your air filters. Your furnace won't have to work so hard, and you'll save on your energy bill. Step 4. Breathe a long, contented sigh of relief.
The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
I'm in the best shape of my life. I run about four,
maybe five push-ups is all I can do. But for my age, that's
normal is different for everyone. That's why Aetna offers its members wellness solutions for every stage of their health, from fitness programs to information to help manage an illness.
Aetna can help me feel and
stay healthier.
To learn more, go to Aetna.com. We want you to know. Aetna.
Plans offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company and its affiliates. Health information programs provide general health information and are not a substitute for diagnosis or treatment by physician or other healthcare professional.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Thanks to Thera, to John Turk, to Chris Olinger, and to Tony McCullough for making this program possible today. Program possible, if I can get my P's correctly without popping them. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. And thank you very much. Jay will be back on Monday. Looking forward to talking to you again sometime soon. Michelle in Aurora, welcome and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Aaron. I want to tell people that if they can't contribute or Canvas, you can go on the Barack Obama website, click on My Neighbor to Neighbor for any state, and it'll give you a call list, and you can make calls from home.
Yep, and that works fine. And, Michelle, thanks for reminding us. They are really the best. They have the best organization on the Internet I've ever seen.
And I'm hoping you young people stand up for the revolution.
Stand
Let's
up.
Let's move this country forward.
Let's get this country forward. Let's all work together to see what kind of country we can do. We certainly will do better than we've done in the last 8 years, I think. We've been mostly in the minority.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Michelle. And thanks for being brief, too, because I want to try to get you all in who are hanging on at the moment. And thank you for welcoming me back to Colorado with full lines most of the week. I appreciate it. Rob in Fort Collins, welcome and thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, I just am new listening to the station, and I just want to say I agree with Michelle about if you can't give money, go volunteer. You can do it online, or you can go down to the Obama office. And I've never, in the past, I've always voted, but I've never participated further than that. And this time I've given money, and I've volunteered, and the volunteering wasn't as scary as I thought it was. You know, knocking on doors was okay, And I ended up getting a ticket, two tickets. I went with my daughter, and we saw Obama down in Golden.
Wonderful.
It was amazing. And it's just really exciting. And I have been giving money. And, you know, every time I think, well, you know, would I give $100 to get Obama if you really got him in office? I'm like, heck yeah. And so, I've been giving more money, and I hope it works, but I think volunteering just a little bit, if everybody can just drop by and do something, or sometimes I even gave them toilet paper because they needed it, and it's just helping them out, and we can make it happen.
Thank you very much for your call, Rob. I appreciate it. Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it isn't as scary as you think it might be. I was kind of shocked because I've mostly been on the other side of the fence, but it is fun. You know, Kevin in Boulder, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Just got a couple of quick comments. People are saying they can't afford to, they can't afford to donate money to Obama, and I say you can't afford not to.
Yeah.
You know, with the way McCain, his response to the disasters this week was to fire everybody.
Oh, and fire people he can't even fire. That was my favorite, you know.
Yeah, and it was ridiculous. And then another quick note. I don't know if you're old enough to remember the old Gidget movies, but that's what Sarah Palin reminds me of, you know. She was a girl who would try and do good, and it turned into disaster. So I think we ought to call this Gidget Goes to Washington.
Well, I think I've only seen a snippet of a Gidget movie, but I have to tell you, I think Gidget was probably a nicer person than she is ever. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. Chet in Boulder, if you can make it in 20 seconds or less, you got it. Go, buddy, go.
Yeah, sorry, it took a while to get in. The guy that got insulted in his car. What did the motorcycle have to do with anything? Would it have been different if the other guy had been in a car?
Oh, I think he was just telling the story. But thanks, Chet. Stand up for your motorcycle riders. I understand your ire. I can get that. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you all. Vote, vote, vote. October 10th is the deadline. Vote, vote, vote. Thank you all very much. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debts, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. But now there's a way you can stop being a victim and start living debt-free. Hi. I'm Tony Manganiello, publisher of the Debt-Free and Prosperous Living System, and I'll send you a powerful free tape revealing how easy it is if you call today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt using just the money you already make following my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how easy it really is. Call for your free tape, 1-800-600-1127. Get out of debt and live life on your terms, not theirs.